News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The unrest that began in Los Angeles has spread to some other cities, New York, Chicago, and San Francisco among them. Though the rioting that convulsed L.A. over the past 4 days did subside overnight, an uneasy calm prevailed amid a nighttime curfew in parts of downtown. President Trump not ruling out turning to the Insurrection Act to maintain law and order.
The Insurrection Act authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the United States to suppress rebellion or domestic violence, or to enforce the law in certain situations.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president was asked how long National Guard troops will stay in Los Angeles.
When there's no danger, they'll leave.
He said L.A. was under siege until he authorized sending in the National Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Both sides reporting progress in efforts to resolve a trade standoff between the U.S. and China. High-level delegations from both countries have been meeting in London. Southern Baptist delegates at their national meeting have, by a wide margin, endorsed banning same-sex marriage. They're also calling for a reversal of the U.S. Supreme Court's 10-year-old ruling legalizing the practice nationwide. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the L.A. riots provide more evidence of why Congress must approve the president's spending and tax cuts. Bill.
One of the many great provisions in this bill that we came together to pass through the House are provisions that allow our ICE agents and our Border Patrol agents to get more resources, to get more support.
When it comes to his high-profile feud with President Trump, Elon Musk now says he regrets some of his online remarks. Taking to X, the former Trump ally writes that some of his comments went too far. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 83 points, NASDAQ futures off 44. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had some construction overnight, 83 northbound around Middletown Road. I'm just looking in the area now. Looks like they may have wrapped up and all the lanes are open. The traffic southbound from York Road and eventually down towards Belfast Road. All the lanes are open. No issues there. Maybe a little fog in the area, but not much, having no impact at all on the traffic on 83. Both the tunnels open, ready to go this morning on 95 and 895. Very quiet on the JFX, and the Beltway looks good. Most areas clear right now on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 66 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Vinnie Steele. Members of the Baltimore County Teachers Association rally for promised pay increases before the Board of Education's final meeting of the year on Tuesday. TAFCA wants full funding for a previously negotiated raise of 5% instead of a smaller increase proposed by the county due to budget cuts. The teachers will get that full increase in January of 2026 instead of July, which was part of the original agreement. The Chesapeake Bay dropped slightly to a grade of C on its 2024 report card, which is down from a C-plus in 2023. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science released its 19th annual report on Tuesday. saying the 5-point decline is not a sign of failure, it's a reality check. The health of the surrounding watershed received a grade of C+. A Baltimore man admits his role in the fentanyl-related death of his 13-month-old grandchild. Messiah Heggie died in October of 2023, and police determined the child likely ingested heroin residue left by Stephen Heggie Sr. And the Maryland Department of Transportation announces $1.25 million in transit-oriented development grants. MDOT launched the grant program in February to advance development projects near transit stations to spur economic activity and increase connectivity in Maryland communities. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 7, 8, 9, pick 4, 9, 1, 3, 6. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your home sold guarantee or will buy it offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs, all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The O's dreams continue to fade last night at Camden Yards.
Slugging 500. High fly ball center field. Kowser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away center torque bomb.
Welcome back. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Spencer Torkelson's two-run shot off Kate Povich in the fifth was his 16th of the year, and it proved to be the difference as the Birds' bats were stymied last night. 5-3, the final against the Tigers. After the game, manager Mancelino on his starter, Kate Povich.
Yeah, that was kind of the conversation amongst the staff and the dugout was the quick two outs. I think it was three out of the five innings that he started off. It was two quick outs and then traffic.
Nine hits and a walk surrendered by Povich in 4 2/3. Last night.
Apparently not making good enough pitches. It's soft. That's what it is.
Soft is not good. His record is also not good at 1-5. Good news for the Birds last night, though, was the return of Jordan Westberg, a solo shot in the ninth. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Washington Capitals great retires. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in today and every single day. Start this bad boy up right after the 6 o'clock news. We run until 9. And then, of course, Kim Klasick Live happens from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Boy, the story that seems to be dominating, absolutely dominating. National news, local news, everything. Look, Schiraldi's out, right? Schiraldi's out. There was so many sisters in talking about what's going on in Los Angeles. We didn't even mention Vincent Schiraldi. Of course, there's a almost subterranean kind of announcement. He's gone, by the way. He's gone. Oh, I forgot to mention this. He's gone. Next. And that'll be swept under the rug. He'll be out of the headlines, out of the newspaper, my suspicion is, within 48 hours. There'll be no more Vinny Schiraldi coverage at all in the mainstream media. Frankly, there probably shouldn't be. I mean, he's gone, he's gone. People leave. People do things. They move on. But it's amazing how much focus there is now on what's happening out in Los Angeles and all the political overlay of this and all the cultural overlay of this. To see exactly what's happening is just amazing. To see the excuses being made by the swamp media to make sure that their butts are covered so that somehow it's okay. It's just a minor riot. You heard Dana Bash a couple of days ago saying, well, you know, it's not like it's a real riot. The real riot happened in 92. Really? I don't know, 6,000-7,000 people out in the streets, hurling bricks and chunks of concrete at the police. There was footage yesterday I saw of a bunch of police cars stopped on just by an overpass. And up on the overpass, here are these jackasses heaving chunks of concrete down at the cop cars. Towards what purpose? Do they figure that they're going to kill somebody? Because that could happen. In these circumstances, you start throwing brick-sized pieces of concrete or bricks down a full floor, acceleration rate is 32 feet per second squared. It hits the car. What if it goes through the windshield? What if the cop is stepping out of the car at the time and it hits him in the head? One dead police officer. But there's no consideration of that for them. It's a thing. Deep philosophical thought to follow. The idea somehow that we don't value life enough to realize that these police officers are human beings. They are our fellow citizens. Frankly, in my view, they're the thin blue line that keeps us from disaster in this country. And say we're going to chuck things at them because they're things. The dehumanization of other human beings begins in a culture where you don't value life. If you don't value life at all, starting before birth, hint, hint, you end up not valuing life very much when you get a little bit older. And that's part of what's going on here, I would contend. The idea somehow that it's okay to try to physically damage another human being. Why? Because you have a problem with the political point of view? What the hell? To me, it's astounding to think that this is the nature of the beast right now. So, on a broad cultural scale, I have a real problem with what's going on in Los Angeles. On a political level, I think this is another disaster for the Democrats. They don't know what the heck to do because they've kind of put themselves in a box here. The box here right now is we've got to defend illegal immigrants. ICE goes into Los Angeles and they're searching for a bunch of bad guys. The list of the crimes these bad guys have done out in Los Angeles is pretty substantial. Rapes, murders, violent crimes. And the reaction of the mayor and the governor out there is, how dare you? I mean, there's Greta Thunberg writ large. How dare you? Wow. So for the politics, I think this is not an 80-20 issue. I think this is a 98-2 issue. And the Democrats have chosen the two. More on that coming up right now. 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Sean Casey is off, but never. Do we let Chuck Whitaker off? Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Chained to the desk.
That's right.
It's like being at Folsom Prison.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just watching traffic go by.
Matter of fact, we were thinking actually changing the traffic theme to Chain of Fools.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. 895 southbound already this morning, slowing at O'Donnell Street. Everybody's going into the tunnel, and they're coming out on the south end, which is always a good thing, heading down towards Child Street and into the toll plaza down through that area. So nothing major right now, but the backup is already there. Fort McHenry Tunnel traffic still clear. All of that's going to change in the next half an hour or so. Beltway looks good for the most part. The west side filling in just a bit. And I just made a quick check towards Annapolis between the Bay Bridge, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Appears to be a wreck. And I think Baltimore City Fire just rolled up on this downtown at Park Avenue and Mulberry Street. There's an active fire call and the equipment also just now arriving. It's in Frank's old neighborhood at Frederick Avenue at Athol.
Avenue because Fred was the... Fred was standing there with Frank, and they were two of the biggest assholes over
on the side. Exactly. All right.
Chuck Whitaker with traffic with her. I didn't name this
you. You want us both to be fired by Friday?
Yes, okay.
Is that what you're aiming for?
I take it all back. No.
All right.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority, mostly sunny, high around 88 degrees. Less humid than yesterday. Temps could reach in the low 90s today. Both today, tomorrow, and Friday. Rain could return Friday afternoon and Sunday through Saturday. Why can't it happen right now? Right now.
Why is it in this pattern again? Yeah. This raining
the
weekend?
No, it's not fair.
No.
Pikesville is 63 degrees right now. Downtown Baltimore at 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the distortions in the swamp media, Chuck, of what's going on in Los Angeles, they're hilarious if it weren't so serious.
That's true.
If it weren't for the fact that you have people who will actually buy this.
Mm-hmm.
They get their news from ABC, CBS, NBC, right. MSNBC, and Chicken Noodle News. And they believe that's the truth. Well, they're all preaching for the same playbook. It's the Brian Stelter playbook. This is how Brian Stelter describes what's going on out in Los Angeles.
The unrest is isolated, is not overtaking the entire city of L.A. L.A. is home to millions of people, most of whom are having a normal day. But in these pockets where there has been unrest, these images on social media have been spreading quickly, and some have been very misleading.
Yeah, some of them are like hours old.
Yeah, right. That's what he said, 2 days
yes.
old.
Really? Honest to God, Brian, you can be serious about that. Well, that is his point of view. God bless him. The man's an idiot.
And they're just having fun.
Oh, yeah, they're just having fun. Right, this is what ABC's Mark Brown said yesterday.
Large group of people. It could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
It's just a bunch of people watching cars burn.
Heaving rocks and stop signs and everything else at cops. Did you see the guy was standing at the curb with a hammer? He was breaking the curb up so they'd have more rocks.
Right. That's where they show up with a hammer. Some of them show up. We had a police chief yesterday, Jim McDowell, audio from him saying they have a backpack and they have a cinder block or two,
right,
depending on their physical strength, in the backpack. And they use the hammer to break up the cinder block and hand it out to friends,
right,
so that they can all pelt the police officers at the same time. Now, I just mentioned this right before you came on. This is a dehumanization of people in this country, and it's dangerous. When you decide that it's socially acceptable to throw something that could be a deadly object at a police officer or another human being, no matter what the stripe of that human being is.
You can go to jail.
Yeah, you can kill them.
Right, sure.
There was footage yesterday mentioned that about 6 or 8 police cars underneath or right by an overpass.
Right.
On the overpass, they're heaving chunks of concrete down at the police cars.
Yeah.
This is death for somebody if you get in the wrong way on these things.
And no parking signs with the poles still attached.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just crazy stuff.
So this is what you have. No, as Brian Stelter said, though, it's really isolated.
Fun. We're having fun.
Yeah, this is having fun watching cars burn.
You know what they really ought to do is they ought to just go someplace, find a big piece of land, and make a place called Riot Land.
Yeah.
And let everybody go out there and just do everything you want.
Yeah, it's like Disney World,
right?
You know?
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
They have those. What are they called? Rage rooms, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe all of Los Angeles needs a rage room, or they can all go in with whatever they want—a sledgehammer, hammer, chunks of concrete—and right, break up everything in the room and feel good afterwards.
Well, then it always gets me, and this goes all the way back, way back to these any kind of riot. They're all having a cause, but then suddenly they go, oh, there's a 7-Eleven. Let's loot that.
Yeah.
Let's go get the Gucci store. Let's loot that. You know, let's go to the Apple store. Let's loot that. What does that have to do with the protest?
Well, there's nothing quite like saying social injustice is bad, so let's steal an Apple iPhone.
Exactly.
That's got to be the logic there. Just figure. No, look, it's an excuse to misbehave. It's an excuse to be antisocial. And the problem is this antisocial behavior is growing. in the culture, and it's growing particularly from the political left because they're out of power now. And the one thing that the left really values is being in power.
Sure. I love the fact that I saw again yesterday, so poor old Maxine got the door slammed right in her face.
You know. Yes, I know.
That was the greatest thing I ever saw.
I'm here to exercise my congressional authority.
Slam. Let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
It's amazing. Well, check back with you in a couple of minutes. Chuck Whitaker, traffic with all the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are sans Nino today. It's interesting because his light was on in his office and his office door is open. I thought, did I get confused? Is he actually here? If he is, he's hiding under his desk, which could be the possibility. I think working with me will wear you out, and that could very well be the case. 620, Bruce Elliott, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Interesting observation. Question from Jim out of the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, listening down there, Banks. He's been on a couple of cruises with this great guy. Former Secret Service, so he kind of knows the ins and outs of some of the stuff that goes on inside the White House. But a different topic. He says, how much of these riots are driven by the Reconquista movement? That's a phrase a lot of people have forgotten, the idea that there's this movement, and it's been around for 20, 25 years, called the Reconquista movement. It originated in Mexico, and the idea is California, New Mexico, Arizona were once all part of Mexico. And the idea from a number at the time of Mexican politicians was the way we can solve this issue is to reconquest them through population growth. And this was the case a generation ago. It continues to be the case now. And the last 4 years, we saw the realization of that as we have tens of thousands of illegals pouring across the southern border, changing the complexion of the American Southwest and the rest of us, of course, rather substantially. 623, traffic on the threes on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so I'm going to take that name out of that wreck in Irvington. I'm just going to say there's a wreck there by Mount St. Joe.
Thank you.
On Frederick Avenue. You know the street.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Minor accident. Rumor to get by. City fire rolled up on the accident downtown. Park Avenue at Mulberry Street. They're still there. There's not a lot of traffic right now downtown, but you'll have some flashing lights locally. We're checking to see if they're going to set up the construction this morning in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. So, of course, we'll keep an eye out for that. Beltway West Side should begin to fill in now with the heavy traffic coming south, and we'll start to see at least some slowing on 895, and that traffic
traffic coming south from the Eastern Avenue ramp is beginning to slow towards O'Donnell Street. Traffic is going into the tunnel, but there's already a backup there for the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, mostly sunny today. It should be around 85 to 88 degrees. The next couple of days, we're in the 90s. Both tomorrow and Friday, a low to mid-90s. Rain could return on Friday afternoon and Sunday. Good. Let's have the weather that's really pleasant outside while we all have to be inside working. And then for the weekend, it's going to rain. Thanks. Edgewater, 65 degrees right now. Bel Air has 60 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, wow. I mean, just, oh, wow. Nancy Pelosi yesterday. The first soundbite, I have two soundbites. The first soundbite, I guess, is her trying to make excuses for what's happening in the streets of Los Angeles.
And there is a gathering, a large gathering of people. The anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or a broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist.
The exuberance of the moment. You know, sometimes when I'm feeling exuberant, I like to go around and light somebody else's car on fire. It's just a thing. You know, I thought it was kind of isolated to my fantasy, my brain, but it's just a thing, apparently. Los Angeles has it a lot. They have the exuberance of the moment. Sometimes in the exuberance of the moment, you just want to heave bricks at people. Just the exuberance of the moment. Wow. But it's not really the people. It's the anarchists who are the people, by the way. And then this. Listen carefully to what this woman says. Kristen, you're sitting down. That's good. I hope you're a seatbelt on your chair, because this is the biggest lie this woman has told that I've heard in the last 10 years. You know what happened on January 6th. And you know what Nancy Pelosi said to her daughter, her documentarian daughter, afterwards as to whose responsibility it was. She said it was hers, right? She had the opportunity, Donald Trump, 4 days before, and then again, 2 days before Jan 6th, said, I have 20,000 National Guards troops. Let me send them to you. Make sure things go smoothly on Jan 6th. No, we don't need them. We don't want them. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of the city, also said the same thing down in Washington. She said, no, we don't need them. We're fine. No problem at all. Yeah, it's fine. No problems. And then on January 6th, after Donald Trump had offered and offered and offered to the authorities who actually could say, yes, please send them, then Nancy Pelosi afterwards said, yeah, I kind of screwed up. I should have asked for them. Well, that has all changed.
On January 6th, with violence against the Constitution, against the Congress, and against the United States Capitol, we begged the President of the United States to send in the National Guard.
It's a lie.
He would not do it.
It's a lie. That's just a lie. And that's what they're trying to peddle now. That somehow we're going to rewrite history because you're too stupid to actually check to see. Well, we're not too stupid. It's a lie. She didn't beg the president for National Guard's troops on January 6th. She refused them over and over again prior to. As did Muriel Bowser. Look, it's spilled milk, fine. It's history. But don't lie about it. Well, no, they're going to create a new reality. And the new reality will be they begged Donald Trump to help them on January 6th. And Donald Trump said, no, I'm not going to help because I'm a cruel man and I want to see you suffer. What? I heard that and I had to go back and listen 5 or 6 times to make sure that I was hearing it correctly. And yeah, I was. She's now saying that on January 6th, she pleaded with the president, please send us reinforcements. Please send the National Guard. Really? In what reality, ma'am? And you actually expect us to believe that? That, to me, that's the amazing thing. Nancy Pelosi is now in a position where she says, well, the moon is made out of green cheese. The oceans are actually made out of strawberry jello. And I live a fantasy world where electric cars are all powered by unicorn farts and cotton candy. This is the brave new world. This is the strange new world. this is the creation of a brand new reality, and it's only, what, 8-9 years since the event? Since this event, we're told now a brand new reality, and they want to establish this as the truth. It is not. It is a lie. She did not ask for support on Jan 6th. She refused it on Jan 5, 4, and 3 as Muir Bowser. At least let's get those facts straight. It's crying over spilled milk at this point. Look, okay, it's history. You screwed up. Fine, we got that. You don't have to keep beating yourself about it, but maybe you can stop lying about Donald Trump because of it. 6:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, time for news. Joe Powell.
Good morning at 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. Members of Baltimore County's Teachers Union rally for promised pay increases before the local school board's last meeting of the year Tuesday. TAPCO wants full funding for a previously negotiated raise of 5% instead of a smaller increase proposed by the county due to funding cuts. The teachers are supposed to get the full increase in January of 2026 instead of July, which was part of the original agreement. The Chesapeake Bay dropped slightly to a grade of C on its 2024 report card, which is down from a C-plus in 2023. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science released its 19th annual report on Tuesday, saying the 5-point decline is not a sign of failure, it's a reality check. The health of the surrounding watershed received a grade of C+. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan says opponents of an offshore wind farm will continue to fight against it. Earlier this week, the Maryland Department of Environment announced that it would move forward with issuing permits and approvals for construction of the U.S. wind project off the coast of Ocean City. The mayor says it's abundantly clear that the state will stop at no end to politically approve a project that is destined to be unreliable, cost prohibitive, unsustainable, and ultimately an environmental disaster. A Severna Park man has been sentenced to 18 months behind bars for a deadly crash in Hanover. According to the Anne Arundel County State's Attorney's Office, William Sternhagen pleaded guilty to negligent manslaughter and reckless driving in the February 2024 accident that claimed the life of Joseph Muniz of York, Pennsylvania. And Maryland's sports wagering market brought in over $7.7 million for the state in May, marking its fifth best month on record. The winning Maryland lottery numbers up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 7, 8, 9. Pick 4, 9136. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
JFX, looking good here. Ruxton Road coming down through the city county line. No problems at all southbound right now. And the traffic leaving the city heading out to the Beltway lanes are clear. Now, the west side outer loop finally caught up with itself. We're getting the brake lights now from 795 down through I-70 and towards Frederick Road, the Parkville side, and the inner loop through Pikesville. On the southwest side of the Beltway, all those lanes are still clear. You're going to have delays now with heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're up in the area, maybe 7 to 10 minutes at the most. Right now, 895 back to around Erdman Avenue. 95 is slowing at O'Donnell Street. City Fire, City Police, we're still downtown with an accident at Park Avenue and Mulberry Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Griepen Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles have... Pardon me. Orioles have very little margin of error the rest of the way, and it's even smaller after last night's 5-3 defeat at the hands of the Tigers. Detroit tagging starter Kate Povich for 9 hits in 4 2/3 innings pitch as the left-hander's record plummets to 1-5. Here's post-game reaction now from manager Mancelino on his beleaguered starter.
Consistency right now, right? Like, I feel like you see him in Seattle and how he handled Seattle, which is a lineup that was swinging the bat really good, you know, and it helps you dream on him a little bit, and you feel good about him going into it. And you know, you see the two quick outs, 3 of the 5 innings against a pretty tough lineup, and you feel good about him.
But not last night, apparently. Before the game, the Orioles made a flurry of moves, optioning Heston Kerstad to the minors and designating third baseman Emmanuel Rivera for assignment. That paves the way for the reinstatement of Jordan Westberg and Cedric Mullins.
Whenever you got two guys that walk in like Jordan and Ced, you feel great. You know, at some point here in the next however many days, you'll see Gary and you'll see Tio, and we'll feel even better.
T.O. meaning Tyler O'Neill, the right fielder. Ravens hit the practice field yesterday, except for Lamar, again, forfeiting his $750,000 workout bonus, which apparently is chump change. Offensive line coach George Warhop at the mic saying he wants a definitive starter at left guard to emerge.
I believe in a starter. I don't like playing two guys. So, you know, we got two veteran guys here with Andrew and Ben. Let them fight it out.
Hockey news, the long and distinguished careers of Caps forward T.J. Oshie is over. Oshie announcing Monday he is retiring after playing 16 seasons in the NHL. The 38-year-old did not play this past season because of a nagging back injury. He finishes his career with 302 goals and 695 career points. What's up with Rory McIlroy? The career Grand Slammer missed the cut at the Canadian Open by 12 strokes last weekend. Now comes word that the 5-time major winner and defending Masters champ shot an 81 in a practice round last week at Oakmont. I know it's a tough course. That is the site of this week's U.S. Open. The time now is 6:37. When we return, I see an opening for President Trump.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Griepen Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Griepen Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Griepen Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, on Lamar, I mean, I get that these OTAs are voluntary.
Okay. $750,000.
So there's no obligation. I understand. But
it's,
man,
it's $1.5 million in 2 years.
Must be nice. Be nice to not have to worry about the $750,000.
Well, his salary is north of $40 million.
Yeah.
So if you think about it in those perspective, then he's giving up, frankly, 1/40th maybe of his income.
Yeah, I can't do the math right now. Okay. But so, okay, I got gotcha. You.
Yeah, it's just, but still, for human beings, dear, giving up $750,000, it's just a bit of stunning.
Oh, boy, he's a human being.
Hey, listen, real quickly, if I might. Now, you noticed this as well when you came in. Nino's office is open and the lights are all on.
Yeah.
Right? He's not there. He's not here today, and that's fine. So he left, apparently. It's a secure building. It's fine. Why don't we take all of his stuff out of his office, move it into the break room, and move the break room into his office?
That's more work for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You start. I'll join in after 9.
Hey, let me get to this real quick, please. Okay? I mentioned an opening for President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the acronym CONCACAF by any chance?
No.
CONCACAF. Okay?
Okay.
It stands for the Confederation of North Central America and Caribbean Association Football.
Oh, sure. Okay. I follow them closely. Gary.
It's a soccer confederation. Right. It's from this part of the world, this hemisphere. Anyway, Greenland, the country of Greenland, is having difficulty. It's not been accepted by CONCACAF.
Ooh.
So therefore, they have no path to get to the World Cup as a nation, like to qualify for the World Cup. So I see an opening for President Trump.
Yeah.
He can come in here. I mean, he wants Greenland, right? Maybe if he can help Greenland get accepted into the CONCACAF and have them have a path to get to the World Cup, then maybe we can make a deal. Now, the art of the deal.
It could be. Hey, here's a question for you. I don't know. Is Greenland actually an official country?
I have no
idea. Or is it a province of Denmark?
I don't think it's a province of Denmark.
Whatever,
I think
a possession or something.
Yeah, I think it's a possession of some sort, yeah.
So it's just... Well,
I mean, it's got a capital.
Yeah, it does.
It's got a government.
It's got the Blue Lagoon.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's got the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, my one of my kids went on a...
Wait, wasn't that a movie that Brooke Shields was in?
They have Brooke Shields, too, apparently. No, they don't. But, no, they do. There's a place called the Blue Lagoon. People, actually, one of the best ways to get to Europe, again, from what I'm told, I've never done this, is to go Iceland Air. You stay overnight in Reykjavik.
Yeah.
And then go on to Europe from there. The price cuts a whole lot over your flight to Europe.
So, wait, I just asked AI, Bruce.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Greenland an actual country? According to AI, Greenland is not a sovereign country, but rather an autonomous territory within the Kingdom of Denmark.
Yeah.
So it's an autonomous territory. While it does have its own government and significant self-governance, foreign policy, defense, and citizenship remain the responsibility of Denmark. So okay. There you go.
All right.
Don't you love AI?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I saw this hilarious, and it's not arable, but I saw this absolutely hilarious piece where AI is taking over somebody's phone.
And
they're telling the truth.
How long do you think it'll be before AI takes our jobs?
I think we're unreplaceable, actually.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Right there. Right there.
I got to go now.
Okay, see ya. 641. Talk Radio 680 WCMM. Otto is in Bel Air. Otto, good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm good, but I just wanted to call you on the carpet for two factual errors in the last 5 minutes.
I'm busy.
Well, the first error was that you said it was 8 or 9 years ago when January 6th occurred.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually 4 years and 5 months.
No. Was it really? Oh, that's right. It wasn't 16. It was 21. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
Okay. And the second error was you just said the Blue Lagoon was in Greenland. It's in Iceland.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
That's it.
Just yeah,
trying to keep you on your toes. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, it's. I knew it was one of those land peoples. And one of the funny things, Otto, is apparently when they named Greenland, they realized it was all ice. When they named Iceland, they realized it was all green.
Well, that's far from the truth either. If you've ever been to Iceland, there's hardly a tree on that island.
But imagine having your whole country heated by thermal energy.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's just, to me, that's kind of an amazing phenomenon where you say, we don't worry about gas and electric because we just plug into the earth.
Yeah, well, it's also wonderful until one of those volcanoes erupts and, you know, as it did about 10 years ago. And
well, they're sure.
It's the island down. Yeah.
Sure, there's that.
Yeah, there is.
Thanks for your call, bud. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM 680. If you want to join the conversation, we are The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 643. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Coming up with Chuck Whitaker. First, the weather mostly sunny. High should be around 85 to 88 degrees. Less humid today than temperatures tomorrow. Holy smokes. Got a sky. The temperatures tomorrow will be 92 to 95 degrees. And then, of course, for the weekend, it's going to rain, and that's swell. Baltimore, 65 degrees right now. Ellicott City has 61. Reisterstown, you're going to be looking at 63 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker is now with us. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Charles.
We were looking up to see if the construction had set up yet on 95 in Harford County. Doesn't look like they're there yet. So northbound traffic still showing in the green as we're heading up north at Route 24. Definitely looking at some delays now with the heavy
heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels coming south from Erdman Avenue on 895, beginning to fill in Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street on 95. All of that is the typical ride for this time of the morning. The west side outer loop is the busy area, and again, it's right in the usual spot, anywhere from 795 now going south towards Frederick Road. Have not seen any big problems up to this point. Just made a quick check back through Annapolis. Still in the clear. Very nice this morning at the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge. And the morning back up, not quite there yet. About a half an hour or so for I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And today, as I noted, mostly sunny, high around 92 degrees. It's 63 right now in Pikesville. Time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon once again for a public service. The name of the food and beverage industry in the name of one Bubble Johnson.
This is a big one. I'm dying. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Where did you record that, Chuck?
About 10 minutes ago.
Really? It sounds just like you. Right. There's a new study that says stop adding bananas to your smoothie.
No. Wow. I saw that.
Yeah. Some people used to make them every single day. I'm not big on smoothies.
No.
But still, they frequently pick one up at a local juice bar. A new study is making folks think twice about adding that banana. Apparently, bananas contain an enzyme called PPO. I can't pronounce the whole name. Mm-hmm. That may reduce the absorption of flavin-3-ols, which is a group of natural compounds found in many fruits with a host of health benefits. Hmm. So if you don't want the health benefits, then by all means, add all the bananas you want. But if you want the health benefits of fresh fruit and you think you're getting that from your smoothie, the banana kind of negates that. Story two, the owners of Subway, guess what they just bought? Dave's Hot Chicken.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Subway's now bought Dave's Hot Chicken. Boy, $1 billion.
Aye.
Holy smokes.
Man.
Yes. Holy smokes. $1 billion. I didn't realize that Dave's Hot Chicken was that big a franchise.
That's or
that big a company.
Hot Chicken.
Wow. I mean, that's just, to me, that's kind of stunning.
Right.
It really is. Twix has now just dropped a Snickerdoodle candy bar. Actually, I really like Snickerdoodles. I think they're one of the better cookies in the world. But I can't imagine a Snickerdoodle Twix.
No.
And it raises another question for me. Is it a left Twix or a right Twix?
I don't know.
And that really bothers me a lot.
I bite them both at the same time.
Yes, exactly. And just kind of a down-the-middle kind of Twix guy.
Yeah.
Final story. There is a barbecue sauce that is favored in all of America. And sure enough, somebody online has done a list. Longtime staples do globally inspired picks, and the report's ranking reveals several shifting tastes. A classic still leads the pack from number 10, I guess it is all over. Number 1, 10, Sweet Baby Ray's, then Kraft, then Bakken's and Stubbs, Kinder's, G. Hughes, Rib Rack, Primal Kitchen. Never had that. Sounds good.
No.
Sticky Fingers, and then the number 1, still, Open Pit.
Open Pit.
Open Pit.
Been around forever.
Yeah, it has. And it continues to be number 1 in the entire country.
Yeah, I like Ray's.
Do you? Yeah. Is that available here?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Is that available in this part of the world?
I know it isn't down here.
Yeah. Well, when you come up next week, bring some.
Okay.
All right.
I'll put some in my pocket. Remind me it's there.
Yes. Something tells me that dogs will spot that.
I know.
Chuck Whitaker back with us at 50 with more. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the morning drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean Casey has the week off. I'm Bruce Tully, and as always, thank you so very much for having us in. Well, you heard Brian Stelter last half hour saying, really, there's no really rioting going on in Los Angeles. There's a couple of a very isolated kind of things, you know, with 6,000 people and massive destruction, just isolated, but because Los Angeles is a really big city. A woman who says she knows the city like the back of her hand, which from aerial shot that looked pretty much the same. Maxine Waters.
Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head.
She is a liar.
And so when martial law is called, what are you going to say? I missed the point. Don't miss the point, you all. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know.
There was no violence. Okay? No violence whatsoever. And again, this is, you know, fun with statistics. The violence began on Friday last week. It wasn't until like Sunday they called in the National Guard. So, but apparently for Maxine, for the part of Los Angeles she was in, she must have been part of the Brian Stelter said was perfectly peaceful. Because she saw no violence, nobody was killed, nobody was hurt. And she, of course, yesterday was wandering around saying, why do the National Guard have guns? Why do they have guns? Who are they going to shoot? And she said, I think that Donald Trump is probably giving them a shoot to kill order. I mean, the woman, she is unhinged, completely, 100%. Matter of fact, 1,000% unhinged.
I went from downtown detention back out into the community, talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So, first of all, get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
Yes, get it straight. Listen to what I have to say. Ignore what you've seen with your own two eyes. That's the message. 6:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning. Well, I'm Bruce Elliott, as always. Thank you so much for having us in this and every single day. Beginning of next hour, by the way, I have some amazing audio from two different individuals, both of whom popped up on TikTok. One of them is a guy, one is a woman. They're both Mexican-Americans, legal citizens of this country. They've been here for a long time, both of them. And they have messages for those people who are protesting out in Los Angeles. You want to hear what these people have to say. It's fascinating to get the perspective from two individuals who came here legally. And were born here. I think the guy was actually born here. But he has Mexican-American heritage. The woman came here legally under the system. And their perspective on what's going on in Los Angeles, I think you're going to find absolutely fascinating. That's coming up right after the 7 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here is Chaz Whitaker.
The Parkville side of the Beltway now is filled in just a bit. Not quite back to Bel Air Road, but it's getting close. So we'll call it Bel Air Road towards Providence Road again. All of that is the normal delay. Now, today and this morning, a little bright sunshine for the traffic coming through on the inner loop at Park Heights Avenue. Right now, the pace is still good there. And then if you're coming down the west side, the brake lights begin right at the ramp at 795. They're going all the way down till we cross at Route 40. Street, and then eventually down at Frederick Road, you pick up the speed and you're okay down the hill towards I-95. There's a report there may be a minor accident on the JFX. I have not seen it. The report was pretty widespread somewhere between the Beltway and Northern Parkway. Well, that's only 3 miles, and I don't see any impact, but we'll keep an eye on it and let you know if anything does come in from the state police. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Mostly sunny today, a high around 85 to 88 degrees. That's the word from the Fox 45 Weather Authority. Tomorrow, temps could reach in the low 90s tomorrow and Friday. Then, of course, it's time for the weekend. It's going to rain. Rain could return Friday afternoon and Saturday. Right now, we're taking a look at temperatures still mostly in the 60s, depending exactly where you are in the metropolitan area. You have 63 degrees currently in Pikesville. Reisterstown has 63. Aberdeen also 63 degrees. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We have a couple of great emails and texts in. This from Paz. The L.A. insurgents are rioting because they oppose federal immigration laws. Well, what about theft, rape, murder? This is the larger issue. Once a nation decides on the laws it'll follow, and more importantly, enforce, it becomes lawless and descends into anarchy. Trump must stop it in L.A. before it spreads across the country. I think, Paz, your analysis is correct, and this is one of the problems. It is wider. It's cultural. When you have a group of individuals who have said, we're going to ignore a law that is actually favored by a substantial majority of the American people. Look, if they don't like the law, fine. Elect people to office who will rescind that law. Make it go away. Not a problem. That's the system. But as people say, I don't like the law, and there are enough of us on this block who also don't like the law, so we're just not going to obey it, and then get upset when somebody says, it's the law, we're going to go ahead and enforce it, that's not the way the system is designed to work, period. This from John, a couple of great texts in, said, you know, if the police were to pop a couple of caps in somebody's backside, this would all stop. Throwing rocks is an assault with a deadly weapon at a close range. A deadly force could be justified. Firefighter John, he also says, by the way, this is great for Father's Day. This is so special for all of us dads. These liberal whack jobs are planning a nationwide protest Saturday, June 14th, right before Dad's Day. Many are, you know, the Maryland dad, of course. That's what this is all about. My poor Maryland dad. Good morning, Bruce. I'm assuming you're aware of this. These liberal whack jobs are planning a nationwide protest Saturday, June 14th. Many are claiming they're going to riot all over the country. So maybe some rain to be welcome, actually. True. Look, it is what it is. This is not going to go away quickly. It's going to hang around for a while. By the way, do you know the why? Because we keep saying it. The beatified St. Abrego Garcia, why the Maryland father was, quote, mistakenly deported. We've talked about this, but to clarify once again, because the question came up, you know, he wasn't known to question the accusation. How do you report this? Because he wasn't supposed to be sent there. Well, true. He was not supposed to be sent to El Salvador. That's what the judges had to say back in 2019 because he said that he was at a risk from rival gang members at the time. All the time he was denying he was a member of a gang. So make that square into a circle and let me know how that works out for you. He was deported to the wrong country. If they had sent him to Brazil, Portugal, Argentina, Belize, any of a number of other countries, it would have been okay. But the law said in 2019, because this other gang, he felt threatened, we can't send him to El Salvador. And again, if they'd gone back and simply reviewed with the judge in the case 6 months ago, before all this began, and said the other gang no longer exists, you want to revise your judgment on this, and the judge said yes, none of this would have happened, none. But Alan Dershowitz, we'll hear from him next half hour. Dershowitz says that his lawyers have made a massive mistake, by bringing him back here. They should have asked for him to be sent to Argentina or Brazil or Belize or, you know, any of a number of other countries. Because by coming back here, he's almost guaranteed that he's going to end up in the Juzgado. He will end up in prison. He'll do hard time, if he is convicted, of course. and then immediately after he gets out of prison, guess what's going to happen? He'll be deported to El Salvador. So they're crowing about what a wonderful thing is they brought this man home. Not home, he's illegal. His home is El Salvador. What they've done, though, is basically sentenced him to prison. See how it plays out. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, this sounds like you. You should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty can help you. He has houses available for you to look at that aren't on the market. These are off-market homes that he has exclusive ability to show you. He has a unique certified pre-owned home program. You never buy a pre-owned car without a certified warranty. Why would you buy a pre-owned home without one? He sells over 100 homes per year. Average agent may sell 3 to 6. A really, really good agent, maybe 10. Vinny, over 100. Check those numbers out. Vinny Steele, the telephone number is 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the midst of a nighttime curfew in parts of downtown, Los Angeles was much quieter overnight, although some other cities around the country have witnessed anti-ICE demonstrations. President Trump has a warning for those who would resort to violence.
Los Angeles isn't the only city where demonstrations have taken place over immigration enforcement raids. Protests have sprung up in several American cities. The president issued this warning if those protests turn violent.
When they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
He defended his deployment of troops to L.A. while critics argued the president's actions are a serious breach of state sovereignty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has rejected California Governor Newsom's request to restrict the president's deployment of troops in Los Angeles.
The governor's emergency motion asked the court immediately to block the Trump administration from deploying Marines and the National Guard in Los Angeles. Gavin Newsom argued that California's state sovereignty was being illegally infringed upon and that the Department of Defense had expanded the National Guard's power to include arresting and detaining immigrants, which the state believed was a direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. A judge has denied the emergency motion for now, but a court hearing has been set for Thursday, giving the Trump administration time to respond to it.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. By a wide margin, delegates to the Southern Baptist Convention's national meeting have endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage. Elon Musk now says some of his anti-Trump remarks went too far. Musk says he regrets some of his online posts about the president. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 82 points. NASDAQ futures off 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning, it's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather under threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Solid backups now. Both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 is now backed up to Moravia Road. 95 is now backed up to Moravia Road. Everybody's moving. All the lanes are open. Four lanes are open in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 has both lanes open right now. We're in that area. 25-minute delays southbound on 95 and 895. Typical ride on the Beltway. The Parkville side is slow. 795 to Frederick Road coming down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 68 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Members of the Baltimore County Teachers Union remained at an impasse with the school board over promised pay increases. A group rallied outside the board's final meeting of the year Tuesday. TAPCO wants the school system to fully fund a 5% increase instead of a smaller 2.7% raise. County leadership says they don't have the funds for it. Tempers flared at a meeting Tuesday between PSEG and opponents of a controversial power line project. Private landowners, environmental groups and lawyers for Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties were among the nearly two dozen folks who showed up to oppose the project. The company focused on the urgency of the project timeline, but opponents disagreed. Some Baltimore residents say they are concerned after U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents turned up in their community over the weekend. A video making the rounds on social media shows immigration personnel in the area of East Baltimore and Elwood Streets detaining two people while neighbors shout for ICE to leave them alone. And a Baltimore man admits his role in a fentanyl-related death of his 13-year-old grandchild. Messiah Heggie died in October 2023. Police determined the child likely ingested heroin residue left by Stephen Heggie Sr. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 7, 8, 9. Pick 4, 9, 1, 3, 6. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Tigers came to town with the best record in baseball last night and gave the Oriole fans a first-hand peek at why.
Slugging 500, high fly ball center field. Couser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away center, torque bomb.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Spencer Torkelson's two-run shot in the fifth broke the camel's back, as it were, as the O's slide down the pole again last night. 5-3, the final to Detroit. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked why a pattern has emerged of Cade Povich, the starter, faltering third time around the lineup.
You know, my guess is probably just experience at this point. It's hard for me to know the exact specifics of every individual pitcher, you know, him included. That's probably a better question for our pitching staff. But
Four straight two-out hits in the fifth inning prevented Povich from going five complete for the sixth time in 12 starts. Ravens brought offensive linemen to the mic yesterday in Owings Mills. Right tackle Roger Rosengarten was among them. Went viral last year in an on-field conversation with Myles Garrett, referring to himself as a nobody.
Nobody was kind of a harsh word for myself. I'd much rather say I know I'm a rookie, but, you know, just going into this year, you know, I'm going to play way more confident. So, going to go against a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. So, I'm excited for it.
Elsewhere in the NFL, former Raven and Charger running back J.K. Dobbins has signed on with the Broncos per ESPN, 1 year, $2.75 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, the 2025 BET Sportswoman of the Year raises some eyebrows. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hour number two, The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Bruce Elliott here with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning. This in from Alan. Bruce, didn't the Democrats accuse George Bush of being a racist and let people of color die because he didn't mobilize the National Guard soon enough? President Bush claimed he did not send the Guard because Ruiz and our governor and New Orleans mayor had not requested him to do so. The GOP are damned no matter what action they take or not take. Well, actually, that's posse comitatus, and that's right. In most circumstances, you do have to request it. In this particular circumstance, that's not why the Guard is being sent to Los Angeles. The Guard is being sent to Los Angeles to stand in front of federal buildings and protect federal employees. That is okay under the law. You don't need the state's permission or request in order to do that. It is really the president's right, any president's right, to go ahead and say, we have the legal right to protect federal employees. This isn't just members of ICE. This is federal prosecutors and associate prosecutors, anybody who works for the federal government, to protect those individuals no matter where they are in this country. And that is the grounds under which that they're there now. It's not extra constitutional. It's not a violation of the Constitution. You don't need to have a local governor request if you're going there because you want to protect federal employees. The Guard, what they're doing right now, they're standing outside buildings, federal buildings. Make sure those federal buildings don't get trashed. Remember the Summer of Love? Where was it? Portland or Seattle? Somewhere out there where they physically attacked a federal building? Threw Molotov cocktails at it? Well, you have the same Molotov cocktails in play right now. And the Guard are there to protect those federal buildings and federal employees. If the Guard then decides to go ahead and freelance and go ahead and start engaging in law enforcement, then I think you're going to have a constitutional question as to whether or not they can do that under the law. If they're responding to an immediate threat, not a problem. If they decide, oh, let's go get some bad guys, that might be a problem. But right now, he's perfectly legal. So all this nonsense about the governor didn't ask and so forth, somebody's got to read the federal law. Somebody has to understand the limits under the Constitution of posse comitatus, which says basically it happened. Look, it really applied post-Civil War. Well, you had to have the governor of particularly the southern states ask the federal government, please send us troops to help us with one thing or another. You couldn't do it otherwise. But now, in this circumstance, because you're protecting federal employees, and that is the rather specific stated purpose, yeah, you can do this. This is not an issue. Now, coming up, you've got to hear, I grabbed two pieces of audio from the old Ticker Tucker. One is a guy who I believe was born here. He is, by heritage, Mexican-American. One is a woman who came here illegally under the system, and she is also, by heritage, a Mexican-American. And they're both reacting to what's going on in Los Angeles. Their perspective is really interesting, and I think that you want to hear that. So that's coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Else coming up, this from James, by the way. Bye. Holy smokes. This is the next half hour. Do you realize what Lena Hava has done? Remember that congresswoman who decided to muscle an ICE employee in New Jersey? Hey, guess what? She's been charged. Alina Haba, who is now in charge of the prosecutor's office in New Jersey, has said, yeah, what she did, that's an offense. and we're going to charge her, and we're going to pursue this under the law. And the woman says, just as Maxine Waters said in Los Angeles, she was just exercising her congressional prerogative. I didn't realize the congressional prerogative extended to muscling out other individuals or giving them a bum's rush or pushing them or shoving them or hitting them. I didn't realize that, so something new for me. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor wreck in the median as you're coming off the Bay Bridge. It's at the area of Oceanic Drive, and it's in the median, so there's a rollback there, and one of the police cars, and apparently two vehicles were involved. So they're well off to the side. There's no impact. I was looking back to make sure any traffic coming westbound off the main span has not really looked at it at this point. So no impact there, but the morning backup now has arrived, and it's going to continue to fill in on I-97 southbound right here at the ramp at Route 32. 695, yep, all your normal delays are there. Both the tunnels this morning are backed up southbound beginning at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny today. A high should be between 85 and 88 degrees. Less humid than the last couple of days, though. Temps very well could reach the low 90s, both tomorrow and on Friday. Temperatures right now are, they're still pretty cool. Temperate, actually, as far as those things go. Bel Air has 60 degrees. Ellicott City right now, you're looking at 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's a 7:15. Time for the mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Once again, Donald Trump yesterday said, no, he's not going to go ahead and enforce the insurrection part of the law because he doesn't think it qualifies quite yet what's going on in Los Angeles as an insurrection. He will take action to protect the law-abiding citizens of Los Angeles and the state of California. But that is, again, within the presidential purview to do this. And at the same time, you have a number of people who are now weighing in who have rather interesting things to say about exactly what they think about what's going on in L.A. One of them, this guy's a Native American. His heritage is Mexican American. And his comment is the first of a couple. We have a comment as well from this woman who's here in this country legally and has been for a very long time. But listen to him as he addresses the protesters.
So let me get this straight, just so I could clarify. You don't want to go back to Mexico. You're protesting to stay away from Mexico. But you're waving the Mexican flag and you're waving it with pride. You're waving it in the United States, the country you're trying to stay in, the country you don't want to leave. But yet you're waving the Mexican flag with pride. Okay. That seems normal to you? That seems logical? That's not stupid at all? None of that's stupid. All right. You guys are an embarrassment to the Mexican culture and to the United States culture. You guys are an embarrassment to everybody around you, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Do better.
Yeah, do better. And to be really straightforward, if you're that proud of Mexico, why are you here? If you love the country in which you happen to be born, that you come here and in a riot situation, you wave the flag of that country and burn the flag of this country, just a fair question. I don't want you punished necessarily. Just I'm curious. Why are you here? If this country displeases you that much, why did you make the effort to cross the Rio Grande or wherever you came into the country and be here? If you love Mexico or Venezuela or any of the triangle states south of Mexico, whatever the case might be, then they're wonderful countries, I'm sure. Go enjoy the culture. They have great Mexican food in Mexico, or so I hear. So why are you here? Pretty straightforward question. And then this woman who came here, one bite now, then a couple more coming up in a minute or two. She is Mexican-American. She came here legally under the system, and she has some harsh words for the protesters.
I am a legal immigrant, and I want to tell you something. I'm disgusted by what people from other countries like Mexico are doing right now in my new country. I came from Mexico. I came legally. I have worked all my life here to get what I have. I have never asked for a penny to the government. I didn't come here to get something from the government. I came for an opportunity, and I got it. And I have the American dream.
She has the American dream, and she's grateful to be here. On Flag Day, I suspect she flies the flag. If she were outside today, she would not be waving the Mexican flag. She'd be waving the American flag. It is that kind of attitude that I think gets rewarded in this culture because it's an interest in assimilating into the broader culture. This is an interest apparently the protesters do not have. And they resent like hell the idea that we would say to them, first of all, if you're a criminal, go home. Secondly, if you're here to support those criminals, go home. And third, go home and do better. And that is your Mega MAGA Movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Get your emails as come in. All of a sudden, we've lost the internet connection. So as soon as it returns to us, we'll have that for you coming up. Also coming up this coming half hour, Alan Dershowitz weighs in on Kimar Abrego Garcia, Saint Abrego, as the Democrats would have you believe, as to exactly how screwed up he thinks his lawyers are and what exactly they have done to this man by insisting he be brought back to this country, not to his home, but to this country. His home is El Salvador. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, every single morning, make sure you're healthy. As you go into summer, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and the prices. The supplements you trust are now at prices you've not seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering massive 33% off on already the discounted rollback pricing. Now, that's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue Single Bottles. Now, to order, call RAS-Q Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting RAS-Q.com. That's RAS-Q.com. Feel better. Get active. Turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. We're running back to 2010. It's amazing. Again, use the code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of already low 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get savings at RAS-Q.com today. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up at noon today, of course, Rob Carson. Always a calm, reasoned discussion among the insanity. And coming up a week from Friday looking forward to this. Our first ever Chuck Roast. Yeah, that can be kind of special. John is in Catonsville right now. We'll come back to John's couple of seconds. Right now it's 7:21.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
7:22 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, this is just newly declassified. A newly classified Intelligence Now shows that most of the reported J6 incidents, they rise in the number of domestic terrorism cases cited by the Biden administration as a basis for instituting the sweeping expansion of federal law, was actually tied to one single event that tipped the scales in their favor, the Capitol riot of January 6, 2021. And they inflated that, the artificial inflation of that domestic terrorism threat, and newly classified intelligence records from 2022 made public by the Director of National Intelligence, Stacey Gabbard, earlier this year. We'll explore that story at some depth coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, it's 7:23. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just getting word of a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway just in the last couple of minutes. Outer loop, and apparently they're saying that could be in the middle of the roadway at New Hampshire Avenue. So that's as you're going up the hill from 95 towards New Hampshire Avenue and then eventually around to Georgia Avenue and the Mormon Temple. So there's going to be some impact there. We'll get a look at that as soon as we can. The wreck coming off the Bay Bridge, still there in the median on the westbound side of State Road 50 at Route 50 at Oceanic Drive. Not a big deal. Morning backup in Annapolis, southbound on I-97. Beltway locally, yep, all the normal delays. Both the tunnels have moved down just a bit. 895 now is back to about Erdman Avenue. 95 is still slow, but it's moving a little better, but we're still 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, mostly sunny, high 85 to 88 degrees. That's the word from the Fox 45 Weather Authority. Temps could reach the low 90s both tomorrow and Friday. Wow. And for the rain, of course, it returns just in time for the weekend. Gee, thank heavens. Bel Air 60, Ellicott City 61 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. John is in Catonsville. He's next up. Hey, good Bruce. Morning, John.
Bruce, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you well. Thanks.
Okay, great. Love the show. Love Bruce's brain. But I want some clarification because I do talk to a lot of liberals who are have more than two or three brain cells to rub together. You said that Trump used the threat against the federal buildings in L.A. to mobilize the National Guard. Why couldn't he have done the same thing in D.C.? I mean, there's a federal building or two there, I've heard.
Well, it wasn't the federal buildings he's using in L.A. What he's using is the threat to federal employees, which is a rather specific little wrinkle. Now, the same argument could hold true in J6. I think it has to do with how imminent the threat is. The Congress and the founders are very cautious about allowing federal troops into a situation where they were very, very strong on states' rights. And again, John, I'm not a constitutional expert on this. I only know what I've read. But that's my understanding, that he did offer them over and over again to both Muriel Bowser and to Nancy Pelosi, who later, at the time, later said, yeah, I screwed up. I should have taken them. I should have asked for them. But now she's saying she asked for them, which is a lie. But
well, she said that the optics weren't good, and then she was thrilled with the optics when it looked like they were insurrecting.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
No liberal has ever been able to explain to me, however, how you could possibly have an insurrection against a government that didn't even exist for another 20 days.
Or how you could have an insurrection with no weapons involved.
Yes. One guy had a gun.
Yep. Yeah, the idea somehow that that would...
Everybody in the NRA forgot their guns at home.
Apparently.
Amazing.
They just all forgot them. Oh, well. Shucks.
Yep.
Guess what? They have the gunless insurrection. That doesn't work out typically very well, but I guess they were overlooking that. And actually, that keys into the story I just mentioned. This is on Just the News. It showed up actually on, I think it was Newsmax, that the Biden administration used January 6th to artificially inflate the domestic terrorism threat. This was so that they could do things like have the FBI go and spy on Roman Catholics who liked Latin. or tell parents they couldn't show up at their school board meeting without the FBI driving home and following them to make sure they weren't misbehaving in some fashion, that the domestic terrorism-related instigations, investigations, and arrests skyrocketed in 2021, and that was purely, and 80% of that was all J6. And they realized J6 was a setup, but they wanted the ability to control us. And that's exactly what they went on doing. But look, my understanding, John, again, on your central question is that it might have to do with how imminent the threat is. I'll have to check and see. But that's as far as I know. All right? Thanks, bud. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
410-WCBM-680. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. Yeah, all right. A bit more from this guy. This woman, rather. She's Mexican-American. She came here from Mexico a long time ago. She's here legally under the system. And she had a message for the protesters.
They are burning the city. If you don't like to be deported and you want to stay here, you have to have your best behavior. Not the worst behavior. You think that we want you here with that behavior of burning cars, burning the entire city? Why? Why do we talk to the authorities in your behalf? There has no meaning on that.
Yeah, she says, why should we defend you? What you're doing damages all of us who came here legally. She went on to say, for those people who are defending this, whether it's Dana Bash or Pramila Jayapal, whoever it might be, shame on you people.
For the people that are defending these violent attackers, people that don't deserve to be here, shame on you. Shame on you, because you're supposed to talk and to tell them the truth. You're not supposed to line up with them. You're supposed to tell them, go to your country. You are waving the flag of another country that you love. Go.
Just go. Go away. If you don't like it here, it's easy. There are flights every day. There are trains down in Mexico City, I'm sure. You can get a flight. You can drive there. Just go through customs and head south. No matter where it is, if you don't like it here so much that you're burning the American flag and you're waving the flag of your home country, well, return there. No big deal. Don't have to destroy a city to make that point. More coming up, 7:30, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's time for news and Joe Powell.
Good morning at 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen is slamming President Trump's spending on deploying troops to Los Angeles and the upcoming military parade in the nation's capital. He says the president wants to cut $800 billion from Medicaid and strip health care from 16 million Americans to fund billionaire tax cuts. And he's spending $134 million to send troops to California and $45 million on his birthday parade. Members of Baltimore County's Teachers Union rally for promised pay increases before the local state school board's last meeting of the year Tuesday. TAPCO wants full funding for a previously negotiated raise of 5% instead of a smaller increase proposed by the county due to funding cuts. The teachers will get that full increase in January 2026 instead of July, which was part of the original agreement. The Chesapeake Bay dropped slightly to a grade of C on its 2024 report card, which is down from a C-plus in 2023. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science released its 19th annual report on Tuesday, saying the five-point decline is not a sign of failure, it's a reality check. The health of the surrounding watershed received a grade of C-plus. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan says the opponents of an offshore wind farm will continue to fight against it. Earlier this week, the Maryland Department of Environment announced that it would move forward with issuing permits and approvals for construction of the U.S. wind project off the coast of Ocean City. Governor Wes Moore has announced nearly $460,000 in disaster recovery funding following last month's historic flooding in Allegheny County. The flooding impacted more than 200 homes and businesses in the western part of the state, and the governor says the funds will help residents to get back on their feet. The winning Maryland lottery numbers up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here are the latest winning Maryland Lottery numbers. Pick 3, 7, 8, 9. Pick 4, 9136. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather under 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We've been looking for a report of an accident. I-95 southbound. It was reported between 175 and Route 32. Been kind of looking through there. I don't see anything. I see a truck stop at the ramp at Route 32. It was in the painted out area. And 95 right here at the camera at Route 100 is a little bit slow with the speed reduction there, but I don't see anything major, so keep an eye on that. There may be a minor wreck there on the shoulder. The backup on 895 again now has gone back beyond Pulaski Highway, so we're still both the tunnels around 20 to 25 minutes southbound with delays. JFX is still running clear south of Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Don't see anything major. All the normal morning backups are out there on the Beltway locally. Capitol Beltway did have a wreck. They got it to the shoulder on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. Delays on the Capitol Beltway impacting the ramp from I-95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it was good news, bad news for the Orioles last night. We'll start with the bad first, and that was the game's result. A 5-3 loss to the Tigers, Detroit's fourth in a row over Baltimore this season. The good news came before the game. Jordan Westberg reinstated to the active roster, homered in the game last night. And after the game, manager Mancelino commenting on Westberg, declining to be referred to as the glue of the team.
Thank you. There's a lot of humility and humbleness in that answer. And I think Major League teammates and staff and people in the city of Baltimore probably gravitate towards that type of blue-collar personality.
Baltimore's downturn since last summer has coincided with Westberg's injuries. Since the start of 2024, the Orioles have played at a 91-win pace with Westberg healthy, a 71-win pace when he's out. Ravens offensive line coach George Warhop at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills asked about the pre-snap penalties that hampered the Ravens a year ago, an issue that they ended up correcting after Week 10.
It was an emphasis from John on down, in particular with the holdings, right? Number one with the holdings, and then as an offense with the pre-snap penalties. So it was just a point of emphasis.
The holdings that Warhop was referring to was on the defensive side of the ball. Elsewhere in the NFL, while the new quarterback may be in the fold, the old quarterback Chaser is not. Talking about the Steelers, new quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. He's good, $13.65 million. The old quarterback Chaser is perennial All-Pro T.J. Watt. Not good. Not happy with his contract. Watt entering the final year of a deal that will pay him $21 million this year is a no-show at Steelers OTAs. Pass rushers have enjoyed a massive jump in the market this offseason, new contracts reaching up to nearly $40 million per year. College football news. Colorado coach Deion Sanders has been ill and at home in Texas, dealing with an unspecified health issue, despite the school already beginning its summer football camp. They're in the second week. And what happened to the U.S. men's soccer team last night? Routed by Switzerland 4-0 in a friendly in Nashville, the U.S. losing its fourth straight for the first time in 18 years. Not one shot on target for the Americans. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Angel Reese raising some eyebrows.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions first, and you tell me if these are the characteristics that you would associate with someone who was just voted the BET Sportswoman of the Year.
All right.
Okay? This woman is shooting 30% from the field. 30%. Do you think that's a characteristic?
No.
That would be? Okay.
No.
She hasn't won a championship.
No.
Okay. And she's been involved in some of the, I don't know, most violent collisions, let's just call it, in the WNBA.
Elbows to the face,
okay.
In passing, no.
Despite all of that, Chicago Sky forward Angel Reese has been named the BET Sportswoman of the Year for the third year in a row.
Yeah, I'm sorry, she's not.
Now, I can imagine the first year, because she had just led LSU to the national championship, so there, she did win a national championship. But after that, I don't know, I'm having a little bit of difficulty with that.
Well, I was not familiar with much about the WNBA, to be really blunt, until this season, and I was just fascinated by watching the passing ability of Caitlin Clark and her footwork. I just think it's amazing to watch, and we compare it to the other women on the field or on the court with her. But no, Angel Reese is in my mind a bully, and she is a dirty player. I know she's local. I mean, she grew up here, apparently.
Randallstown.
But I'm sorry, her style of play is schoolyard and not pro. And there are a number of, this is a problem. I'm seeing stuff in the WNBA you never get away with in the NBA.
Well,
and referees look away.
Let me say this, and I've watched the NBA for obviously years and years now. It's stuff you probably wouldn't get away in the NBA today. But I remember back in the 80s, the bad boys from Detroit, Billy Lambert.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff that he would do, okay, and he would get away with it back then. But here's the difference. Lambert won a couple championships with Detroit, number one. And also, Angel Reese, again, I come back to this. She's shooting 30% from the field.
It's airball, man. Get her at the three-point line, it's airball.
She's a great rebounder, no doubt about it. And here's the interesting thing about it. I'm actually talking basketball here. I'm not talking about social media.
Right.
I'm not talking about her pop culture presence, right, which is all that anybody talks about in the WNBA. If you want to talk basketball, this woman has underperformed at 30% shooting for a big, inside player in the WNBA.
Yeah, there are others, I think. Fine, don't choose Caitlin Clark. If somebody says don't choose her, fine, okay. There are other players in the WNBA who are skilled players.
Well, that's true. And this is the BET Sportswoman of the Year.
Right. Yeah.
So you know they're not going to choose Caitlin Clark.
A white girl, yeah.
Okay, right. So that's, but that's fine.
Yeah, Brittany Griner characterized her as an effing white girl, I think. This is the kind of stuff that you're seeing right now. And again, you would not hear that or see that in today's NBA.
Well, again, is it the WWE or is it the WNBA?
Yeah, you've got that right. Mm-hmm. Right. 7-4. By the way, what's the last name of the guy who doesn't like his contract?
T.J. Watt.
Watt?
Exactly.
Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. 7:40 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Philip texts in. Pretty obvious. Bruce, Steve Bannon going over this in great detail. They believe that if they can outnumber us in California and the American Southwest, they'll be able to recapture the region. Yes, it's the Reconquista movement. Their feelings are still hurt after getting their butt whooped in the Mexican-American War. Well, I'm not sure that that's where it goes back to, but yeah, there's a lot of resentment there. There is. The whole idea of the Reconquista movement is to reconquest the American Southwest and California through repopulation. And the Biden administration has enabled that to a large degree. Gary is in Kingsville. Gary, good morning. Thanks for hanging on. I appreciate it.
Hey, she stole some of my thunder there.
I'm a thunder stealer. Yep.
Who's been playing represents the value of assimilation. He came to the United States from Mexico seeking opportunity. When she got here, she worked hard. She realized she had the opportunity, and it's made her identify herself as an American. Whereas out, when you listen to the people speaking in the midst of all this trouble in Los Angeles, they don't refer to themselves as Americans. They refer to themselves as Los Angelians.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about America. This is what you just said. This is the Reconquista movement that is trying to reclaim California, New Mexico, all those southwestern parts of the United States that we, number one, won by force of our military, and number two, purchased. So we own it as long as we could hold on to it.
Yeah, I mean, everything from purchase of California to the purchase of the Gadsden Purchase, which is that little chunk of land in the south. You're right. One more cut from her, by the way, before we let her go. She has a message for those people out in the streets.
You don't need to be here. You don't deserve to be here. You don't deserve another opportunity in this country because apparently you don't love this country like I do. So, go away.
That's it, Gary. Just go away.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now is your opportunity. 410 WCBM 680. First, though, it is Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Bodges?
We don't need a stinking Bodges. Badgers? We don't need a stinking Badgers.
We know, unless you're in Iowa.
Yeah.
You know. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The emergency equipment arrived onto the Capitol Beltway where we had the wreck at New Hampshire Avenue. Once they got there, things changed just a bit. So now there's a road blockage on the right side, outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. It's going to back up back towards College Park at Route 1, and then 95 southbound will have delays as well. So that's going to be a big problem there as you climb the hill from 95 eventually up onto the Capitol Beltway. Way and around towards Route 29. The wreck reported earlier, now on the shoulder, not a big deal. 95 southbound between 175 and Route 32. 25-minute delays, about the same again now, going south into both the harbor tunnels. The morning backup has arrived now in Annapolis, definitely there. I-97 southbound at Route 32. And at least so far this morning, no issues on the Beltway locally, but all the normal delays are in play. Parkville side and to Towson, the interloop through Pikesville, and coming down pretty much the entire west side. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today. They're right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny today, a high around 85 to 88 degrees. Warm day ahead. Tonight, less humid. Tomorrow, temperatures could be up to the low 90s, both tomorrow and Friday. For the weekend, though, rain could return Friday afternoon and into Sunday. Right now, Glen Burnie, 67 degrees. Hunt Valley has 68. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to choose your fake news. Good luck. The contestant is Marty in Pikesville. Marty, we have for you some great 100th anniversary stuff from WCBM. We are 101 years old now. It's amazing to think about that.
Oh.
It really is.
I feel a day over 50.
Yeah. Yeah. Chuck began, I think, in year 97, and I'm pretty sure I got here in year 94. We've been working away. So you have three stories. You simply have to choose which one of the three is fake news, and you walk away with great prizes. Would you like to go first, second, or third, sir?
Third, please.
You're going to go third. All right, Gary. I'm Marty, rather. Here are your three choices. Story number one. This is actually a very current story. It just happened on the 9th of June. A Swiss man has put his cold endurance to the test and broke a Guinness World Record by spending more than 2 hours buried in the snow while wearing only his swim trunks. Elias Meyer, a competitive powerlifter, said he decided to take on the title for the longest time spent in the direct full-body contact with snow after discovering no one had yet cracked the two-hour mark. He did this again on June 9, so it was just a couple days ago.
So he comes out and he goes, I was in the snow.
Yes.
I was in the snow.
Exactly. I'm thinking George Costanza. Story number two. Leaders of what's called the Orgasmic meditation company.
That's a big difference.
Yes, exactly. Somehow that's not where my mind goes when I think of my meditation. They've been acquitted in a forced labor trial The two are Nicole Daydon, that's D-A-E, Don, D-O-N-E, who is the founder of One Taste, Inc., and Rachel Chirwitz, who is the general sales manager, were put on trial for forced labor in this orgasmic meditation scam they had going on, where they convinced women to meditate through having orgasms with a number of other male participants. They were acquitted because they convinced the jury that no one was forced to do anything. There was no contract. No one was prevented from leaving anytime they wanted to. And story number three. This is new. You can now basically boil and bag funerals. Your body is liquefied and then flushed down the drain. It's getting the go-ahead in the United Kingdom. Boil and bag funerals could be the newest trend in funerals. The alternative method, which is already available in other countries, is now going to be working in Great Britain. It dissolves bodies through high heat and then flushes them down the drain through a process. We don't really have to detail all that carefully. So those are your three stories.
And goes troubles.
Really? I mean, they go to the description of, never mind. Story number one. Hey, I was in the pool or in the snow. Story number two. Can I tell you about orgasmic meditation company? And story number three, a whole new purpose for boiling bag. Look, my wife won't even boil vegetables in a bag. Okay, so we're going to start with you, Chuck.
Well, I think one is a very strong possibility. Everybody wants to do that, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
I know some people that would sign up for the second one, so I'm going to go. I think they're already dissolving people, but I don't think they're flushing them. So I'm going to go three.
You're with three, Kristen.
I think I agree. Switzerland and some of those countries, I don't know, the cold plunging, it's like a thing, and they try to see how long they can stand it. So I can see that being true, and I'm afraid number two is true, and I don't even completely understand it. I'm going to say three, because I feel like somebody would have an environmentalist would have an issue with the flushing, or plumbers, I don't know. Somebody would have an issue with that. It would probably create some kind of problem. I'll say three.
Right. And Marty.
I'll go with three also.
No one shows story number one, the Swiss man buried in snow for 2 hours. That is indeed a true story. To me, the funny thing is it just happened. But there's enough snow in Switzerland up in the mountains that he apparently went up in the mountains and buried himself just wearing his swim trunks in the snow for 2 hours. And he wanted to find out exactly what the levels of endurance of the American of the human body were. Mm-hmm. Story number two. There's story number three, because story number three you all chose. The bizarre boil-in-a-bag funerals, now getting to go ahead in the United Kingdom. Funerals considered to become the most available and newest method of doing away with your loved one, as controversial as it seems. It might seem a little disrespectful to some folks. That is a true story, folks.
Wow.
That is an absolute true story. The Orgasmic Meditation Company, they were not acquitted. They were convicted, despite their protestations that no one was forced to do it. Again, how gullible can you be? I'm sorry. Marty, better luck next time.
All right, thank you.
Chuck will check back with you in a couple of minutes.
All right, see you then.
7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866- 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Great email from Marty. Does Nancy Pelosi has the final say over security in the Capitol? Donald Trump offered to deploy the guard at the Capitol, was told no by Nancy. Here's a reality check. The riots at the Capitol were over for hours by the time the first National Guard unit showed up. They remained for months. And this is anecdotal, but I tend to believe it because we know Nancy Pelosi. I talked to one guardsman from Maryland whose aide, as his unit went to disembark from the tram, going into the Senate side, to the House side, where they were greeted by an irate Nancy Pelosi yelling at them, "Get the F out of my house." Yeah, but now she says that she asked for their help, of course. It's a lie. 753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck, boil me in a bag, Whitaker.
Yes, the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, that wreck is now on the shoulder again, but the damage has been done. It's backed up. It's at New Hampshire Avenue, so we're backed up going back to Route 1, and then the southbound side of 95 is also backed up with the heavy traffic trying to get onto the Capitol Beltway, but we do have some lanes moving once again. We had a report there may be a wreck between the 83s on the outer loop between 83 and the ramp that would take you south onto the JFX. I'm looking at the camera right here at 83. They're moving, and it doesn't appear to be a big backup right now, but just a heads up for that. The rest of the Beltway is all with the normal delay. Both the tunnels still in the area, 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. A new wreck on the eastern shore, eastbound on Route 50 in Easton at the Easton Parkway, and apparently that's down to just one lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny. High today around 85 to 88 degrees. Less humid. Temps could reach the low 90s tomorrow and Friday. Rain could return both Friday and Saturday. So the weekend, again, a little bit disappointing for us. Essex, 67 degrees right now. Reisterstown currently has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:55. Boy, the focus on Los Angeles is just incredible. It's coming from all angles. Rachel Maddow, who I thought was done with TV. I mean, she shows up like every once in a while as she chooses to. She was asked to come in during the election, but I think somehow she's asked to be hang on. She has a very different analysis, one that I don't think has anything to do with reality, but of course, I don't think she has anything to do with reality either.
He has panicked. He is trying to hit the eject button. Somebody convinced this president that attacking immigrants would work for him politically. Somebody convinced him that the American people would be bloodthirsty about that, that we'd love it, that the crueler he was to immigrants, the more political capital he would accrue. Instead, what we are seeing is the opposite. In town after town, in blue states and red states, in school after school, in parish after parish, in city after city, it has run him into a wall.
In street corner after street corner, in the middle of the street after the middle of the street, in car after car, and okay, enough already. So her analysis is Donald Trump's reaction in Los Angeles is because he's panicking, because the American people have turned against him, because they no longer approve of what they said they approved of just a couple of months ago. Well, actually, that's not what the current polls say, Rach, but, you know, you live in your own reality, so enjoy it there.
The American people do not want this kind of cruelty against the immigrants who live among us and are our neighbors and friends. And facing that kind of heart and that kind of resolve and that kind of non-violent, good cheer, I could do this forever kind of spirit, he has no idea what to do.
Really? Again, the most recent poll show, I think, is around a 55-45 split in favor of Donald Trump doing exactly what he said he was going to do during the election. He still has massive approval, and no, he's not anti-immigrant. He is anti-illegal and anti-riot. There is a distinction there, but not for Rachel Maddow, and not, of course, for folks like Pramila Jayapal either.
And the escalation is core to the Trump administration's authoritarian playbook. They are being met with tear gas and rubber bullets from this unconstitutional, unlawful administration.
Wow. She's cranked up. She's wrong, but she's certainly cranked up. That's Pramila Jayapal railing against the president because, in her view, what he has done is unconstitutional because she apparently is not real familiar with the Constitution.
If one wants to fix the immigration laws, which they should be fixed, fix the immigration laws. Don't arrest workers.
They're not arresting workers, Rach. They're actually arresting people who are violent criminals. There's a list, you can see it online. I'll see if I can find it posted on Bruce's brain. There's a list that indicates exactly what kinds of crimes that people were committed for, and many of these people already have their final deportation orders. Many of them have been convicted of violent crimes. They're not going after a mommy and a little child walking down the street. They're going after the people who would rape and kill the mommy and little child. It's a hard concept, apparently, to get your brain around, but that is the truth. But not for the Democrats, because they see political advantage here. To hell with the country. They see political advantage into the somehow making Orange Man bad into Orange Man bad again. Although, again, he is on the 95% of the 5% basis of this. They're in the 5%, if that much. My personal feeling is probably around 97 or 98, 3 or 2. And they're on the short end of that stick. They have an unerring skill in the last handful of years of choosing the losing side of cultural arguments. It's because of who they are and in what they happen to believe. If your belief set does not allow you to say there's another possibility here, and the possibility is we don't want to have illegals in this country, if you can't even see that as a possibility, then anything that's done to any human being is a violation of their rights. Get that? So in other words, if you have a problem with the idea that somehow we're going to punish people for entering the country illegally, if that's not a problem for you, you can't even see that that's a problem for any of the rest of us, because some of these people are raping and killing people. If you can't see that, you don't consider that that's a possibility. So it has to be something else. It has to be because Donald Trump is a racist, or we all hate Mexicans, or whatever the case might be. They're wrong. But they're convinced. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Although it was a calm night in Los Angeles, President Trump says National Guard will remain in the city until rioters no longer pose a threat to law and order.
Look, it's common sense. You ask me that question. When there's no danger, they'll leave.
The unrest that began in L.A. has spread to other American cities, including New York, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. The president's warning protesters, keep it peaceful or else.
I can inform the rest of the country that when they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
Nighttime curfew, along with the presence of National Guard troops, appears to have slammed the lid on violence in parts of downtown L.A. Elon Musk says he regrets some of the nasty things he posted online about President Trump. Writing on X, Musk says that some of his remarks went too far and led to a much-publicized war of words between the two men. The president's big tax cut and spending bill remains a work in progress in both houses of Congress as Mr. Trump's Independence Day deadline for signing the bill draws closer.
The amendment, which House Republicans teed up in the Rules Committee Tuesday evening and plan to adopt on the floor Wednesday, would, among other things, nix the policy cracking down on the fraud-plagued employee retention tax credit created during the pandemic. Republicans were relying on this provision to recoup $6.3 billion in savings to offset the massive legislation. Even though Senate Republicans are making their own changes to the package, the issues with the House-passed version needed to be resolved before the measure was officially sent to the Senate to guarantee the bill wouldn't lose use its power to skirt the filibuster. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Taiwan has been rocked by a 5.9 magnitude earthquake. Nothing yet on damage, if any, or possible injuries or fatalities. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 101 points. NASDAQ futures off 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic on weather in the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Traveling on the eastern shore, there is a wreck at Easton on 50 eastbound at Easton Parkway, and apparently it's down to one lane. Some of the data is showing maybe a little more than a mile backup for the traffic southbound. So if you're traveling after 404 and you're heading south and east on 50, be prepared for that delay. New construction areas setting up. They may be alternating traffic now. Single lane, Park Heights Avenue in that area between Green Spring Valley Road and Caves Road. So the local traffic heads up for that. All your morning backups out there on the Beltway, both the tunnels still fighting with at least a 20 to 25 minute delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 70 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Members of the Baltimore County Teachers Union remain at an impasse with the school board over promised pay increases. The group rallied outside the board's final meeting of the year Tuesday. TAPCO wants the school system to fully fund a 5% increase instead of a smaller one. County leadership claims it doesn't have the money. The Baltimore Sun reports raw human waste leaking into the inner harbor and a southeast Baltimore neighborhood likely to blame. The Sun reviewed a complaint stating an initial inspection by MDE on April 10th found a sewage pipe in Brewers Hill was discharging waste into the harbor. The report said the issue had been going on for months. No word on how much sewage got into the harbor. The investigation is continuing. Some Baltimore residents say they are concerned after U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents turned up in their community over the weekend. A video making the rounds on social media shows immigration personnel in the area of East Baltimore and Elwood Streets detaining two people while neighbors shout for ICE to leave them alone. A new report from Baltimore County Inspector General Kelly Madigan finds that a government employee misused their county-assigned vehicle. The investigation began in May of 2024 after the OIG received a complaint alleging that the county employee was using the vehicle for personal business, political campaigning, and sign placement. The report did not identify that worker. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 7, 8, 9. Pick 4, 9, 1, 3, 6. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinon Sports is up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Interesting comment from Kevin Brown last night during an impressive at-bat from Gunnar Henderson in the early innings of the Detroit-Baltimore game.
A lot of work to do still, right? They're 12 under, but you have a good month. You never know.
Henderson rips it right center field, down for a hit.
Henderson's single at the end of a 10-pitch duel with Tiger starter Brent Herter played at Jackson Holiday and tied the game last night at 1 in the third. But in the end, the Tigers would prevail 5-3 was the final. Now, back to Brown's comment. It's getting late, awfully early, though, for the Birds. At 26-39 now, the Birds are 13 under. They would have to go 29-15 to be 1 over 500 at the trade deadline July 31st. It's hard to imagine this team playing 667 ball for the next 6 weeks. Ex-NASCAR star and former Aaron Rodgers girlfriend Danica Patrick has weighed in on the trans athlete debate amid the Simone Biles-Riley Gaines feud. Writing on social media, quote, defending men and women's sports is the woke mind virus and or another issue that requires therapy. Either way, it is so irrational. Patrick added that she was grateful to Riley Gaines for championing the fight for fairness in women's sports. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Bears are finding out something that Maryland football fans already knew. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean Casey has the week off. I'm Bruce Elliott. A couple of people have emailed in yesterday saying, where's Sean? He's on vacation. We allow him to go on vacation whenever he chooses to because I'm not the boss of him. He's the boss of us. They're really straightforward. So he is actually enjoying a week off after having a week where he has spent being grandpa for two little kids. Little ankle biters, rugrats. And came back looking more tired than when he left. He said he loved it. Loved every second of it. I got to tell you, this is funny. I just glanced up. We have a couple monitors here. They're TV monitors in the studio. I will not identify which channel it was or which news source it was. They have this CG, which is a character generator, the lower third, where you see the words, sometimes people's names, sometimes the headline, when they're running video as well. They've now corrected it to saying Trump deploys hundreds of Marines to L.A. Initially, when they typed it in, it said Trump deploys hundreds of Marines to L.A. They have enough Marines there. They don't need more. I got a chuckle. Anyway, this from Jim in the Outer Banks. We'll get to the story in a couple of minutes. He said, Dershowitz says they made a big mistake bringing Alberigo Garcia back to the United States. He's incorrect. That assumes that Garcia's handlers and supporters have his best interests at heart. That is not true. The objective of getting Abrego Garcia back in the U.S. was to stick it to the president. Van Hollen et al. Couldn't care less about Garcia at this point. Van Hollen just simply thinks he could beat the president with him. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think so. I think it's a big mistake. You'll hear Alan Dershowitz's logic on that coming up in a handful of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I think that his supporters, his legal authorities, his counsel, have done the wrong thing bringing him back. I agree with Dershowitz's analysis in that I think that Abrego Garcia is going to end up spending some hard time in a U.S. prison because they brought him back here. And then, as soon as he's done doing his hard time, he'll be deported. That's my bet. We'll see what happens. You'll hear from Alan Dershowitz in a couple of minutes. This week, I'm playing a couple of sound bites from somebody I found online. She calls herself Conservative Mama.
You were told that Hillary had a 98% chance of winning the 2016 election. You were told that COVID came from bats. You were told that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. You were told that during Joe Biden's presidency, he was cognitively fine. You were told that Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. You were told that Trump built cages at our southern border and was keeping children in them. At what point are you going to start to question what you're being told by our media?
Yeah. And most recently, you were told somehow that the riots in Los Angeles weren't really riots, not like the real riots back in 92. This is a pretend riot. There are very few people involved. They're mostly peaceful. Again, at what point are you going to simply say, enough? I just don't believe you anymore. I've already reached way past that point. I guess to the place where you can actually kind of look at a news outlet and tell within 3 minutes whether or not they're going to give you a story straight or whether they're going to have their particular twist on it. Now, to a degree, we all have our particular twists on stories. Our function here is to have a twist. I mean, that's kind of what we do. But a news operation used to be who, what, when, where, why, how. Now, that was the question. You know, go to journalism school, no matter what it was who, what, when, where, why, how. And they're not bothering asking those questions anymore. They want to say, how can we blame this on Donald Trump? Who can we blame their misbehavior on Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera. 8:13 right now, coming up in a couple of seconds, AOC weighs in. Oh, good. Haven't heard from her in at least 24 hours. Right now, traffic over on the threes at 8:13, Chuck Whitaker.
On the eastern shore, they're still working on the wreck in Easton, eastbound Route 50 at Easton Parkway. And again, the last report said we were down to one lane through there. If you're coming out of Queenstown, they're setting up construction on 50 westbound, right at the merge and the split at 301. JFX, looking at the data, doesn't appear to be anything major. The Beltway still slow on the Parkville side. The inner loop, I just looked at the camera. Two reasons. I wanted to see what the outer loop looked like, and it's still slow from 795 to Frederick Road. The inner loop coming up from Liberty Road through 795 is also very slow right through there, and I don't see anything on the roadway. And then looking up at the camera at Park Heights Avenue, it's just slow traffic. It's 795, bright sunshine, heavy traffic all the way over towards Greenspring Avenue, and all those delays are still there. We've been fighting anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. If you're up on Park Heights Avenue, they're doing construction. They're alternating lanes. They're in the area of Park Heights Avenue at Caves Road, north of Greenspring Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny, high today between 85 and 88 degrees. Less humid the last couple of days. Temps could reach the low 90s tomorrow on Friday. Rain could return both Friday afternoon and Sunday. So we are looking at a couple of very pleasant days, followed almost immediately by yet more of the same. Right now, temperatures are still mostly in the 60s. Ocean City, 69, Hunt Valley, 68 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. He said that, neighbors, the only immigrants that Rachel Maddow knows are the landscapers being paid subminimum wages to cut her grass. It's comical to believe that she has immigrants who are her friends and neighbors. Yes, it is. Rachel Maddow with her partner, Susan McCula, live in Cummington, Massachusetts, a historic farmhouse, guest house, bathhouse, hot tub, TV, yada, yada, yada. Her neighbors. You're going to convince me that in her neighborhood, her neighbors are illegals? Okay, you'll buy anything then, won't you? Absolutely anything. Time now for us to find out exactly which loon. Oh, and Chuck has joined us here again. A quick update. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Yep, broken down vehicle. Just spotted it on 95 southbound at Moravia Road. Appears to be a truck right center lane. So three lanes by to the left. They're squeezing traffic by to the right. So that's going to back up 95 as you're coming south from the city-county line. Just saw it. Thought I'd let you know.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. Chuck Whitaker back with more details on that. 823 on Talk Radio 680. Right now it's 816. And now it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it, and I mean absolutely lost it. Yes, And this one's really special for us. So let's head to the circus if we could. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat Clogger enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And oh, yeah, she pre-recorded this. Greta Thunberg on the Sophie yacht that you wanted to go ahead and sail into Gaza, breaking the Israeli blockade, make sure weapons don't get into Gaza. But she smiles, all smiles, when they picked her up, giving her a drink and a nice semi. Well, when she pre-recorded what was going to happen, it had a different tone to it.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, first of all, she wasn't kidnapped. She was stopped. They all were on her selfie yacht. And they were fed and given things to drink. They were then told they should watch a 43-minute documentary on what exactly would happen on October 7th. I still think the Israelis should say, you don't leave the country until you do. Apparently, she said, I'm not gonna. You can't make me. I don't want to know what happened on October 7th. I just want to know what my point of view is. Please don't contradict me. So she's refused to see what actually happened. Denial, not just another river in Africa, I guess. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, that is the clown car for the day. And now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez weighs in on what's going on in Los Angeles and her analysis, her keen analysis of the current sitting president of the United States.
We need to be very clear that the president is attempting to mobilize the National Guard, that the president of the United States is mobilizing the National Guard against a governor's will. We have seen that he is doing it and that they are invoking a chaotic situation for political gain.
They're invoking a chaotic situation for political gain. They would presume that things were quiet in Los Angeles until the National Guard arrived, and then the National Guard decided they're going to start picking up cinder blocks and throwing them at protesters. The National Guard was going to get bricks and stand on overpasses and throw them at the protesters' vehicles. The National Guard went to this peaceful situation, and they decided to start shooting commercial fireworks directly at the protesters, which would kill you if it hits you. Yes, the National Guard, they deliberately created this situation growing out of a completely peaceful Los Angeles. The woman's a loon.
The idea that we're going to turn around and try to make the center of attention a smattering of people is actually ludicrous. And if anyone wants to fall for that, I mean, have at it.
Yeah, a smattering of people. Between 6,000 and 7,000 people on the streets at any time are the estimates over the last handful of days, with the level of violence increasing every night until last night, when you had a pretty full display of the National Guard. And, of course, you have between 500 and 700 Marines heading into town as well, getting trained to do the tasks that they need to do. Senator John Kennedy weighed in on this. You'll hear from him coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. or just stop by. Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Speaker Mike Johnson says Gavin Newsom should not be arrested. He should be tarred and feathered for the riots.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come between now and 9 o'clock this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Alan Dershowitz weighs in on the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And why Dershowitz thinks that his counsel, they thought they did a really good thing getting him here from El Salvador, have actually managed to put their foot in it rather badly. Don't throw me the briar patch, and he is deep in the briar patch. He is currently in custody, of course, I think in Nashville, if I recall correctly, and he will be put on trial. The minute he was on the way back, they already had the grand jury had met. They had the charges ready. Now, whether or not the charges are substantial enough to convict this guy, one would think that they are, but we'll see. Pam Bondi is pretty sure that, yes, the charges are sufficient. And in her estimation, as the attorney general, she says, if convicted, he's going to spend some hard time in the U.S. prison. And the minute he gets out, he's on a plane back to El Salvador. Boy, some favor they did him, huh? You'll hear from Dershowitz on that coming up. First, though, it's 823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic with On the Threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like that broken-down vehicle that was in the right center lane on 95 at Moravia Road is cleared because the pace now is better coming south from the city-county line. But this is the beginning of the backup that eventually takes you through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So from right here at Moravia Road on 95 to the tunnel, 2.5-3 miles, then you go through the tunnel, you'll pick up heavy traffic again on the south end towards Camden Yards on 95. 895 only has two lanes, and with that, heavy traffic south after the area, the Eastern Avenue, Urban Avenue area, coming south from Pulaski Highway, removing traffic, but ever so slow through there. Beltway, yeah, continues slow. Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, well before Pikesville at 795, coming up the Interloop. And the outer loop, you know, you drive it every day. It's sitting right there, 795, all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, mostly sunny. High should be between 85 and 88 degrees today. Less humid the last couple of days, though. For tomorrow, temps could reach 92, maybe 95, both tomorrow and Friday. But then, just in time for the weekend, the rain returns Friday afternoon and Sunday. Right now, Edgewater has 69 degrees, Aberdeen 72, and Dundalk has 73 degrees. We've finally broken the 7-degree mark, 70-degree mark, that is, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. It's 8:25, Wednesday morning at WCBM. You've heard from AOC. This is Senator John Kennedy opining on exactly what he sees going on in Los Angeles and who the rioters actually are.
I don't think this situation is especially complicated. You don't need to be an astrophysicist to figure it out. We've got a wolf problem in Los Angeles. They're not peaceful protesters, they're wolves. They're hurting people. They're destroying property. So you say, well, where's the governor? Well, the governor is a sheep. He'll tell you, I'm a sheep. He's a sheep in sheep's clothing. He thinks cops are a bigger problem than criminals. So then you say, well, where's the mayor of Los Angeles? Maybe she can stop it. Well, she's a sheep too.
Yes. Kennedy says, one of the questions that's crossed his mind is actually crossed the minds, particularly people in California, but it should cross ours as well, because it will become your tax dollars to hear this, is exactly who's going to foot the bill for what's going on currently in L.A.?
I think most Americans are looking at this and going, stop the wolves. And a lot of them are thinking, you know, nobody's talking about it, but who's going to pay for all this? You know, who's going to pay for all this destruction? Are we going to get the bill?
Yeah, are we going to get the bill? And I think it's entirely possible that we will indeed get the bill. From one John to another, John Fetterman, I'm sorry, Kristen, I could reverse those cuts. John Fetterman says, for fellow Democrats, they're putting the rational human beings, still the few of them in the Democrat Party, in a very difficult spot.
You can't defend when people start setting things on fire, or they start damaging buildings, or going after members of law enforcement. That's not free speech. That is not peaceful protests. And I'm very supportive of immigration as well, too. We have to find a way forward that two must be true at the same time. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with peaceful demonstrations. We saw an awful lot of them in the 1960s during the Civil Rights Movement, where people demonstrated peacefully, arm in arm, white and black, Northerners and Southerners, protesting peacefully. We also saw some destruction. The destruction did not get the job done. The peaceful demonstrations did. Martin Luther King was right. The people in Los Angeles apparently missed that particular part of the history books, because they have somehow come to believe that if they're vicious enough, if they destroy enough people and destroy enough lives or property, they win. It's actually exactly the opposite. If they destroy enough people and destroy enough property, they lose. It's very difficult to go head-to-head. Think about this in boxing terms. You can be the best boxer in the world as a welterweight. The protesters are welterweights. But you're not going to get in a ring and say, I'm going to go 13 rounds with the champion of the world heavyweight boxer. One punch from that guy and you're on your back. And that's what they're doing. They're saying, let's see if we can go toe-to-toe with somebody who can knock us out with one punch if they so choose. And Donald Trump is saying, if you keep going on this path, I'm the guy who will put you on your butt with one punch. Boom. You're done. You're sound asleep for the duration. So no, they can't create enough damage. They can't hurt enough people in order to somehow win this. What they can do is raise the stakes so that they lose. The bigger they make the stakes, the bigger they lose. The strategy sucks. It's a bad strategy. You're not going to convince people that you're in the right by throwing cinder blocks at police cars. You're not going to convince people that somehow you're in the right by firing commercial-grade fireworks at police officers. Either of those actions can kill them. Really. Kill them dead. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let me tell you about the guys I've been using for my electric for a long time. And I also use them for my HVAC. And that are the folks at Tim Kyle Electric. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric and also HVAC. And they do a great job on HVAC, just as they did with electric. Tim Kyle has been at this for a long time. The guys come in, they do their job, they do it very, very well. It's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. I've been warning you about this for a week or two. 90 degrees tomorrow or the next day. Is your AC working? Sure hope so. Tim Kyle, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Company. Once again, Joe Powell, news. It's 8:30.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. The U.S. Naval Academy has lost its history department chair. The Baltimore Sun reports Tom McCarthy called it quits after he was ordered to remove a previously approved paper from an upcoming symposium. In his resignation letter, McCarthy said rescinding the paper for reasons other than scholarly merit is incompatible with the Academy's values. He says the order, quote, amounts to shaping conference content for reasons having nothing to do with scholarship. It's not clear what's in that paper. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen is slamming President Trump's spending on deploying troops to Los Angeles and the upcoming military parade in the nation's capital. He says the president wants to cut $800 billion from Medicaid and strip health care from 16 million Americans to fund billionaire tax cuts. And he's spending $134 million to send troops to California and another $45 million on his birthday parade. Members of Baltimore County's Teachers Union rally for promised pay increases before the local school board's last meeting of the school year Tuesday. TAPCO wants full funding for a previously negotiated raise of 5% instead of a smaller increase proposed by the county due to funding cuts. The teachers are supposed to get that full increase in January of 2026 instead of July, which was part of the original agreement. The Chesapeake Bay dropped slightly to a grade of C on its 2024 report card, which is down from a C plus in 2023. The University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science released its 19th annual report on Tuesday, saying the five-point decline is not a sign of failure. It's a reality check. And Governor Moore has announced nearly $460,000 in disaster recovery funding following last month's historic flooding in Allegheny County. The winning Maryland lottery number is up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 7, 8, 9. Pick 4, 9136. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck outside of Olney if you're heading that way from Howard County into Montgomery County. Apparently, it's an overturned vehicle on Route 108, and police are directing traffic there. It's going to be there for a while, so at least the deputies are there, maybe state police as well. Again, that's 108. Would be right around the county line area. The wreck outside of Easton is cleared now. All the lanes are open on 50 eastbound at Easton Parkway. Very quickly back to normal there. Both the tunnels still fighting with the heavy traffic south. We have the late delays in and around the Beltway. There is some slowing towards Annapolis. It's all the morning backup I-97 southbound as you make the move down towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the Birds and Tigers tonight, game two of the series. In an excellent pitching matchup, Detroit starter Casey Mize, a right-hander, 6-1 on the year, a 291 earned run average. He's already beaten the Birds one time this year. He'll take on Zach Eflin at 635. Eflin coming off two consecutive stellar starts. The Orioles' third loss in four games last night, 5-3 to Detroit, after winning 6 in a row, has obscured the fact that the Birds' bullpen has been outstanding. In Baltimore's last seven games, the pen has tossed 26 innings of one-run ball. That's an ERA of 0.34, five walks, and 35 strikeouts. Elsewhere in baseball, what a shot last night by Aaron Judge.
Now batting 396 on the year. Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop.
on the YES Network. I know it's the Yankees, but you got to hand it to Aaron Judge. Shot measured 469 feet last night. Yankees win a 10-2 over Kansas City. Judge now batting 398 on June 11th. More from John Gruden on his impressions of the Ravens during his visit last week, commenting here on the Ravens' offense.
I believe they can score on any possession from anywhere on the field. They have Zay Flowers, who's a dynamic route runner. I think if he was there in the playoffs, I think his loss was a big loss for Baltimore.
I think most people would agree. Meanwhile, the Ravens' kicking competition is heating up. Both Tyler Loop and undrafted free agent John Hoyland impressing. Hoyland was 6-for-6 yesterday, longest from 52. Loop will kick today. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears are finding out what the rest of College Park already knew. Ruben Hippolyte is a difference maker. In his first minicamp with the Bears, the former Terps linebacker turned heads and drew praise from new head coach Ben Johnson late last week. Hippolyte was a fourth-round pick of Chicago in April's NFL draft. College football, Deion Sanders has been absent from Colorado's summer camp practices, but the school hasn't said why. Sanders dealing with an quote-unquote unspecified health issue. NBA, the Pacers still in pursuit of their first league championship. They host the Thunder tonight in Game 3. Series is tied at 1. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Bob Costas takes on Donald Trump.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Longtime Ravens fans, Bruce, will probably remember that before the first ever Ravens regular season game against the then Oakland Raiders,
right?
It was at home at Memorial Stadium, 1996. It was on NBC. And Bob Costas came on in the pregame show and basically just railed against Art Modell and Baltimore. And what have they done to Cleveland? And didn't they learn anything from when their team was ripped away? And et cetera, et cetera. So there's no love lost here between Baltimore fans and Bob Costas. Well, Bob Costas yesterday was given a Lifetime Achievement Mirror Award for his contributions to the media. And he used his speech to address President Donald Trump's, quote, assault on the free press. The free press is under attack, according to Bob Costas. Democracy as we know it now is under attack. So Bob Costas...
Did he specify how?
He did not,
of course not
specify how, but he did say that what's happening now are not matters of small degree. They're different in kind to anything certainly in my lifetime and maybe in the history of the American presidency. And then he went on to attack the sports media by not talking more about the intersection between politics and sports and how important that is to the social fabric and the culture of our country. He's too smart, this guy.
Yeah. Look, I don't watch sports to have a political commentary. I don't watch sports to see people kneeling on the sidelines or giving a political statement of any kind. I watch sports because I want the escape. I don't want to be thinking about this other stuff. I mean, when my wife and I were talking last night, when we go to a party, I avoid political conversation. We do this all day. I mean, I'm consumed with it. I've gotten the practice. I don't think anything about the world from Friday when I walk out of here until I begin to do show prep on Sunday night for Monday morning. I don't watch sports so I can hear somebody's political commentary about the intersection between sport and the world. I want to watch sports because I want to see a three-run home run. I want to see that long pass. I want to watch the king roll over people on the field and run from the 1 yard line all the way 99 yards. I mean, that's why. I mean, I want the escape. I mean, why is that wrong to want? I'm being told by people like Costas, I'm wrong to want that. I should want to know about the intersection of sports and the culture. My God in heaven, do we have to be consumed with this stuff 24/7? People have a life; they should live it.
I think that's the most sensible thing you've ever said.
Thank you. Well, you wrote it for me. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Here for you. The top of the hour again. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Alan Dershowitz says that Rodrigo Garcia's lawyers have made a rather large mistake.
Big mistake. Big blunder by his lawyers. His lawyers never, ever should have tried to bring him back to the United States. They should have filed a motion having him transferred from El Salvador or Nicaragua, where maybe there was some fear, to another place, say Argentina or Brazil. He might be a free man today if they had done that.
Yeah. Don't bring him back here with the risk of him being put on trial. I'm convinced that if Pam Bondi actually has done her homework, and if the grand jury is correct in their assessment, that Abrego Garcia is going to be spending some time behind bars.
He was ordered deported. The only flaw in the order was where he was sent, not whether he was sent. And so I think he may spend a long time in prison. If he's found guilty, he's presumed innocent. But if he's found guilty, he's going to spend a long time in prison complaining about his ideological radical lawyers who made a hero out of him and try to get him back to the United States when that was not in his own self-interest.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the arguments, is they're doing it in their self-interest. They do it so they can look like the radical winners of the week by, look, we brought him back. But, you know, the counter-argument comes from Eddie. He says what Mr. Dershowitz is forgetting is that there are hundreds of basically communist-leaning judges in this country. And if Kim Abrego Garcia is lucky enough to get one before one of those judges, then expect either minimal or no charges. This may be a jury trial. I'm not sure, but you're right. If it's just a judge, there's a bit of a crapshoot there. One more from Alan Dershowitz.
If he's acquitted, they can still bring the deportation charges because the standard of proof is very different in deportation charges. All they would have to do is deport him to a country where he could not make a plausible claim that he's in danger. So from the government's point of view, it's a win-win to do it this way.
Yeah, think about that. That's the little twist at the end. Even if he's acquitted, if he's in this country, he has two standing deportation orders from 2019. There's no expiration date on these things. If he is acquitted in a court of law in this country, which I do not think he would be or will be, then they simply deport his butt. When you were ordered out of here in 2019, we will do what Dershowitz said. We're going to deport you to a country where you can't logically say you're at risk from other gangs. All the time saying you're not a gang member. This clerical error, that's what they keep talking about. The clerical error is where he was sent, not that he was sent. But we'll see. You know, it could be Ed is right. We'll see how it plays out. I'm going to be watching. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic man, person, child, thing. Yes, it's boiling a bag. Chuck Whitaker.
What that would take some doing, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
That'd be a big-ass bag in my case.
It's a new Reynolds boiling a bag.
Going to be a big vac. Take a little while to get that to break down. Oh, my Lord. The new wreck on the Dundalk side, Merritt Boulevard at German Hill Road. So the local traffic there heads up. This wreck in Olney is very close to Route 108 and Georgia Avenue. So that's right at the Howard County, Montgomery County line and does involve an overturned vehicle. Late backing still there, still moving all that slow traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. Late backing around the Beltway in Parkville, in Pikesville, down the west side. Road work is underway. They're going to be alternating traffic. So heads up there. Again, the local ride, Park Heights Avenue, is affected between Green Spring Valley Road and the top of the hill at Caves Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny today, a high between 85 and 88 degrees. Less humid today than the last couple of days, but tomorrow and the next day, wow, it's going to be smoking hot outside. You're taking a look at temperatures in the low to mid 90s for both tomorrow and Friday, but we may have some rain returning over the weekend. Be aware of that. I'll keep posted as the system gets closer to us. Bel Air, 62 degrees right now. Dundalk has 73. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, to the phones we go. Tom is in Catonsville. Tom, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, there's one aspect I think it's important to remember as far as what's happening in Los Angeles and why it's important for the whole country is I heard a recent figure that there's an estimated 1 million illegals in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, that's roughly a third of the population of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And that tells me that it's very likely that the gangs are running all of Southern California. And it's really funny because when you hear about, you know, immigration and everything, no politician in Southern California wants to lift a finger about it, and they resist it. So they're either in the pockets or they're afraid of the gangs. And, you know, that means that that Southern California is going to be a big port for bringing in drugs and guns. And we just need to focus on this. They need to stay on this and make sure they clean Los Angeles out, because that's going to be a big quality of life booster for the whole rest of the country, because I think we're going to see the effect ripple all across the country when these gangs are rooted out and moved out of the country and Los Angeles comes back.
Yeah, I think you're right, Tom. And one of the things to note is people assume if we shut off, for example, the fentanyl flow from Mexico, that we'll shut off the fentanyl flow. No, if we shut off the fentanyl flow from New Mexico, from Mexico, then chances are the fentanyl will come in through Ontario province or somewhere in Canada, or come in boats from offshore as it did during Prohibition. We're bringing alcohol in. If there is, it's a supply-demand thing. Is the supply is there. If the demand is here, somehow somebody's going to go ahead and supply it. You count on it. You know, it will happen. I think the idea that you're going to allow the second largest city in the entire country to be in constant rebellion against the rest of the country, that's just not going to fly.
Well, I think this is like their Alamo. They know that they need to hold on to this territory, because if this is lost, this is going to be a major loss for the gangs in the entire country and entire Mexico. That they're going to take years to recover if we can get this done.
Tom, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Good point of view. Appreciate it. Tyreek is in Ellicott City. Good morning, Tyreek.
Hi, good morning. I want to see a charge of conspiracy against these crazy rioters. I have a compact with my government that I behave, and it keeps me safe. There should not be some type of loophole where wild, crazy criminal gangs can go through and cause massive destruction. Mr. Gandhi did not make his name by destroying property. He made his name with civil disobedience. Okay, I understand. But wait a minute. Let's connect some dots over here. Pallets of cinder blocks placed at strategic locations?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Obviously, it's coordinated. Hundreds of signs, for example, at Columbia University, and they all look very similar. How did that happen? These were not students who were creating signs in their kitchens the night before. There's a conspiracy going on here. All of this didn't just suddenly happen, okay? And they have to start arresting people and interrogating them. Where was the source of these cement blocks? Where is the source of the signage? Who bought all these identical tents? And then go after. I am entitled to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. And this is a severe problem for my entitlement to that. And it's conspiracy, period, exclamation. Get these guys. And yeah. I'm surprised, since this Black Lives Matter garbage from a few years ago, that hasn't been done. Who paid for all of this?
Yeah, I think you're right on this, Tariq. Following the money, as I was saying, you know, follow the money. And I think this is the case where you're going to find, bluntly, I would suspect it's George Soros kind of money. You're going to find money coming from the radical left in order to support these people. This is not spontaneous.
How about the Iranians?
Yeah. Any foreign country that wishes us ill, I think we'll be involved in this. Any foreign country. Tariq, by the way, thanks for calling. And a note to you for my the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Cool stuff, right? But Tariq, Gal Gadot wants you to know that the restraining order is still in place. Stay away from her. Appreciate the call, man. 850 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders
and remodelers
find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. I'm Bruce Sully. Sean, of course, continues his vacation back at full strength on this coming Monday. Nina Mangione with us yesterday, the day before. He'll be back later on this week as well. And if Nina happens to be listening, he left his office open when he left. It's a good, secure building, but just because we think it's fun to confuse things every once in a while, we've taken all of his stuff out of his office and put it in the break room. And he's taken all the stuff from the break room and put it into his office, including the vending machines. So it should be fun when he gets to work. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come, a soundbite that I played early this morning, but I want you to hear. It's Nancy Pelosi in her best lying mode, and it is a flat-out lie. Flat-out lie. When she talks about what happened on January 6th, it's just outrageous as they try to completely rewrite history. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man of the almost hour gets roasted in a little more than a week, Chuck Whitaker.
We're finally making some progress now, really good progress here at both the Harbor Tunnels. Just in the last half an hour or so, everything is cleared out at 895. It's down around O'Donnell Street, maybe a little bit less than that, going into the old Harbor Tunnel. And even 95 southbound, the lanes are open for the late ride. And then 95 towards Camden Yards at 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Good pace there. A little bit slow yet on the Beltway, but everybody's moving. Interloop at Green Spring is slow. Outer loop at Hartford Road. The west side is still Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40. But again, that's all the typical ride. Construction today, they're alternating lanes. Be careful on Park Heights Avenue in the area at Caves Road. There's a new minor wreck in Howard County, Frederick Road at Route 97. That's just off of I-70. And that wreck in Olney involves an overturned vehicle. It's going to be 108 in the area of the Georgia Avenue, area 108 Georgia Avenue, Howard County and Montgomery County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. That's the word from the Fox 45 Weather Authority. Less humid today. Tomorrow, wow, it's going to be hot. 92 degrees to 95 degrees tomorrow and again on Friday. Rain could return on the weekend, though. Right now, Reisterstown has 67 degrees. Parkville has 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more on Kim Abrego Garcia. Or as the left would call him, St. Abrego. He goes right out there next to St. Fauci, by the way, just so we're keeping the order of things in mind.
This illegal alien monster is going to be held accountable for
for his terrible crimes against women and children. And then guess what? After he does hard time in an American jail, guess where he's going? Right back to El Salvador.
It's Stephen Miller. That's what many of us think is going to happen. One more from Stephen.
What do Democrats have to say about this now? They celebrated this guy. They worshiped this guy. They treated him as a hero. Now he's been indicted by a grand jury for committing some of the most heinous crimes I've ever read about. He's going to do hard time in our jails, and then he's going back home where he belongs, to El Salvador.
And by the way, Marty points out that the left is now literally defending a modern-day slave trader while supporting reparations for slavery. Kind of ironic. You notice who has not said a word about the return of Mr. Garcia? His wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura. You'd think that she'd be in Tennessee, down in Nashville, visiting her hubby. Her hubby's back in the States. Where is she? Nowhere to be found. Well, Jenna, if your husband, the wife beater, comes back into the country, you got to run to his side? This is the guy they made their poster boy. I didn't do it. They chose to. They made a wife beater and a legal smuggler, I mean body smuggler, human smuggler, into their poster boy. More power to them. They cannot seem to shoot straight. The gang that can't shoot straight, the Democrats. All right, I began the show this morning with this cut, these cuts. Nancy Pelosi, now the Speaker of the House, Emeritus, I think is her official title. Nancy Pelosi talking about how horrible Donald Trump is and exactly how wonderful the Democrats are and what they've managed to accomplish despite Mr. Trump.
When there is a gathering, a large gathering of people, the anarchists see it as an opportunity and they move in. So always have to be careful whether you see a burned car or a broken window or whatever it is. It may be the exuberance of the moment, but it may be the anarchist.
I don't know about you, but you know, whenever I'm feeling exuberant, I like to go out and find somebody's car and light it on fire. It's just a way of showing my exuberance. Yeah, it used to be, a couple of weeks ago, I was showing my exuberance by keying people's Teslas. But, you know, in a true exuberant moment, if you have an old Yugo, I'll light it on fire just because it shows my exuberance and how much fun we can have just watching somebody else's property burn. Wow, what a great life we live, huh? Wow. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House Emeritus, and then came the big lie. And by big, I mean colossal-sized lie. Remember what happened on January 6th, right? Donald Trump, the incoming president, he wasn't even president until the 20th, but the incoming president had offered her, this is 2020, so he's the outgoing president, had offered her National Guard troops a couple days beforehand. She said no. She then, to her daughter, a documentarian, again said, it was my fault, I should have taken it when he made the offer. History has been rewritten.
On January 6th, with violence against the Constitution, against the Congress, and against the United States Capitol, we begged the President of the United States to send in the National Guard. He would not do it.
That's a lie. It could not be a bigger lie. You couldn't develop a bigger lie. But the idea is, people have short memories. It was just 2021, 4 years ago, plus a little bit, that she's now saying, no, it wasn't that we declined his help. It wasn't that she has the final charge for the security of the House of Representatives. She's in charge of the building, in essence. What she says goes in that building, not the Senate side. She does. Speaker of the House does. She declined the offer prior to. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., declined the offer. They said it wasn't good optics. It wouldn't look good. Donald Trump said, please take these National Guard. 20,000 of them standing here. They're ready to go. Make sure you are secure. Make sure you're safe. No, it's bad optics. We don't want that to happen. And then, wow, once they figured they could blame Donald Trump for this, they love the optics of what happened. It helped them in the 2020 election. But now it's not that they declined the offer. Now it's that Donald Trump was begged, please send us troops, please send us troops. And he stiffed them. That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. And that's what they're going with. That's it for us for the day, folks. See you bright and early tomorrow morning. Keep Classics next.
This is the right choice. Baltimore, Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.